Welcome back to the Eagles Nest for the Region 1D playoffs. First round matchup from the 7th seed Eastside Spartans. Come into those playoffs at 6-4, winners of the last three, taking on the 9-1 Rye Cove Eagles, who won the Cumberland District title and the number 2 seed for a win over Twin Springs just a week ago. They're between the Spartans and Twin Springs Titans, the Eagles and the Twin Springs Titans in the Scott County Super Bowl. And these two teams battled, Corey, back on October 6th, back at Carl McConnell Stadium in Coburn. It was Rye Cove winning at 48-36. They've won the last two in this series, their first ever two wins in the series, winning last year 35-14 here at Rye Cove. But tonight, this one's got a little bit of something extra to it.
Yep.
It's the playoffs on the line and a chance for one of these teams to get the first playoff win in a long while. For Rye Cove, it's been 7,664 days since they won a playoff game. November 16th, 2002, they beat St. Paul. That's interesting. St. Paul Coburn made Eastside.
There you go.
They did it right here back on November 16, 2002, beat St. Paul 24-14. For Eastside, their career record in program history, 1-7 in the playoffs.
Ooh.
That one win, November 9, 2012, 11 years ago yesterday, they beat Northwood and Coburn 23-16 in that matchup against the Panthers. Somebody's going to get the first one in a long time here in the playoffs, and these two teams know each other quite well.
Yeah, and you talk about it, two programs that have been in disarray more recently than not. Eastside coming off that 1-9 season last year, and they've bounced back, and they've played well to the stretch here and played these Eagles close. But it has been a football revival here in Scott County. Yes, Gate City's not the only school that has football in Scott County. Twin Springs put theirs together, and then Rocco said after a year where they had to stop during COVID and everything, they bounced back. They put together two playoff appearances under Gary Collier and company. So looking forward to this one, Jacob, because it's a lot on right. And look, we know it. You know it. You got to get that monkey off your back eventually.
Get the monkey off your back.
Get that monkey off your back, and somebody is going to get a Kingsport-sized monkey off their back.
And some coach is going to get their first ever playoff win.
Yeah.
Mike Rhodes is 0-3 in the postseason. Gary Collier 0-1. They got a home playoff game a year ago to Holston. Lost here on a Saturday afternoon, 31-8 to the Cavaliers. Somebody is going to get their first playoff win in a long while for the program. Some coach is going to get their first playoff win for the first time in their coaching career. This matchup that was played back at Carl McConnell on October the 6th went Rye Cove's way 48-36. They were tied at 16 at the half.
Yep.
Then Rye Cove, and it got wild in the second half because there was not only 84 combined points, there was 35 combined first downs. There were 776 combined yards, but also 6 combined turnovers and 16 combined penalties. Both of these coaches are hoping that this is not quite as sloppy of a game. For Eastside, though, in that matchup, Corey, that's the second most points that Rye Cove has given up this year, 36 by the Spartans, only Honaker, who scored 40 on them in their loss. Their only loss of the year on September the 8th, scored more against Rye Cove. When I talked to Gary Carter this week, he said, remember, that was the week after the Lehigh win.
Mm-hmm.
They beat the Generals 31-26. He said he feels like his team didn't do a great job of moving past that and the celebration of beating the Class 2 Generals and getting set for Eastside. Not trying to take anything away from the Spartans did that night, but he said that should be reminded there in the fact of getting set for that game. But Eastside thinks that they saw some things they can build on going into this matchup.
Well, you know,
tonight.
Bill Belichick would say that's bulletin board material, because when you're playing one of the teams, well, and Lehigh is a playoff team in 2A, but you gotta think, guys, that there have been some 1A schools that have tripped up these 2A schools. I mean, you look at it, Eastside almost did it in the first week of the season against Wise Central.
Patrick Henry beat Virginia High.
Yeah, Patrick Henry beat Virginia High. So, as the lightning strike, and it's the screaming Eagles. You heard a screaming A?
Yeah.
It's the screaming Eagles right now.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, they are ready to roll. They get the lights flickering here at the Eagles' Nest.
Woo!
As these teams are getting set to come out of their tunnels, Gary Collier, the head coach of Rye Cove, just made his way to the sideline. He's got his sweatshirt on, Corey. You know what it says? Cumberland District Champion. They're trying to add to it this year. It starts in the playoffs. It's Eastside. It's Rye Cove. It's coming up right as we continue on the Miners Exchange Bank pregame show on 93.5 WAXM.
Stay local. Earn money. Your path to a career begins at home. Enroll in MECC's online courses today. Visit mecc.edu/apply. hands-on, real world, from college to career in less than 15 weeks. Mountain Empire Community College, where our students succeed because they learn they can.
Need a prescription filled? Then Family Drug, located in the southern section of Big Stone Gap, is your one-stop pharmacy. Stop in and let pharmacists Greg Large and Autumn Wells take care of you. Family Drug carries a wide range of over-the-counter pharmaceuticals. They carry Hemoplex for total blood health and Alderma Cream to aid in the healing of skin problems. Family Drug is open 9 to 6 weekdays and 9 to 2 on Saturdays. Come by or give them a call at 276-523-1713. Family Drug is a proud supporter of Cole.
Miners Exchange Bank, the only bank that calls Wise County home, offers their 182-day certificate of deposit with a 2.52% APY. It's a limited-time offer, so stop by one of your branch offices today in Coburn, Norton, Wise, St. Paul, or Appalachia. Miners Exchange Bank, the only bank that calls Wise County home. Offer valid March 1st through March 31st, 2023. CDs must be open in person.
It's at the heart of any great tailgate. Nothing goes together like great food and football. And nobody does food like Food City. Get game day ready with tailgate favorites like freshly ground hamburger patties, hot dogs, and fresh-cut certified Angus beef steaks. Complement any gridiron gathering with freshly prepared signature deli salads. And bring out the true taste of East Tennessee with Terry's or Craven chips and Kay's ice cream.
The new everyday Food City.
Back to the Eagles Nest as we get set for the Region 1D playoff first round matchup between Eastside and Rye Cove. Both teams have entered their sidelines out of their makeshift tunnels, one better than the other, you could say. Rye Cove in their home navy blue jerseys, navy blue pants, navy blue helmets with the Eagle logo in white with a gold outline on the front, or on each side of the helmet, I should say. Gold stripe down the middle with a white outline of it as well. They also have the white numbers on the front and the back, and Rye Cove across, Eagles across the chest in white with a gold outline. For Eastside, they're in the road white jerseys, white helmets with the Spartan logo with the E on the side of the helmets in green. Eastside in green on the front and the back of the jersey with the numbers, and a black pants for the Spartans with the Spartan logo on each shoulder pad. Starters for Rye Cove tonight, Landon Lane, Peyton Darnell, Logan Barnett, and Jay Bowen. For Eastside, their starters, Colton Yates, Gabe Raymond, and who was that last one there, Corey? Dayton Stanley. As we get set for this matchup here, and let me tell you something, Corey, you think there's a little bit of excitement in the air here tonight on the Eagles' Nest for a primetime Friday night playoff game here for them? They played on a Saturday afternoon last year against Holston. This one's under the lights.
Hey, I think this is the best environment that we've been in this season. I'd argue kind of close to it, what do you think?
The people I'll see tomorrow may get a little upset with you saying that, Corey.
Good.
Just saying.
Good.
Just saying.
Step up your game.
Oh, my goodness.
I need some tickets.
Yeah. Please do some service. Brett St. Clair is our white hat tonight. He's taking care of the coin toss duties at midfield as Eastside makes the call. Looks like maybe Rye Cove won the coin toss, though. And they will see what the call is here from midfield. And that is going to be a Rye Cove winning the coin toss. They elect to defer to the second half. Eastside will get ball first. They'll go left to right in your radio dial.
It's going to be Scott County is, as young folks would say, lit. 3 days, three playoff games. You got Gate City winning, Rye Cove coming out here tonight, and then Twin Springs tomorrow afternoon.
And Chohale will go to the Titan Stadium for that one tomorrow afternoon. National anthem coming up, followed by kickoff as we continue here tonight from Eagles Nest on Myers Exchange Bank pregame show. It's Eastside and Rye Cove in the first round of the Region 1D playoffs on 93.5 WAXL.
When you're looking for more, just look at Freedom Chevrolet. Because at Freedom, we offer more selection, more deals, and more purchase options. For over 15 years, Freedom has been helping people just like you drive home in a new vehicle. Plus, at Freedom Chevrolet, we always give you top dollar for your trade and offer quality service all makes and models. So, if you're looking for your new or used vehicle and want the best deal, only at Freedom Chevrolet in Big Stone Gap, Virginia. Plus, buy online at nothinglikefreedom.com because there's nothing like Freedom.
We're here talking Virginia Medicaid with Misty Lee of Anthem Healthkeepers Plus. Misty, tell us what's going on in Medicaid right now.
A special Medicaid open enrollment is going on now through September 30th. During this time, Medicaid members can switch to Anthem Healthkeepers Plus by calling the Virginia Managed Care Helpline at 800-643-2273. That's 1-800-643-2273. This special open enrollment ends on September 30th, so don't wait. Switch to Anthem Healthkeepers Plus today.
We're your comfort company. We'll treat your home like family. Cold Air, sir, will put you in your comfort zone.
For service in Wise and Abingdon, call AirServe at 276-206-2992. Online at airserve.com.
We're your comfort company. AirServe. We'll treat your home like family. AirServe. Cold Air, sir, will put you in your comfort zone.
The Myers Exchange Bank pregame show from the Eagles Nest in Rye Cove, where the Eagles host the Eastside Spartans in the first round of the Region 1D playoffs. Other games going on in the Region 1D playoffs tonight. Honeaker hosts Royal Retreat in the 1-8 matchup. In the 4-5 matchup, it's Patrick Henry hosting Grundy. And as Corey said moments ago, the 3-6 matchup, Twin Springs hosting Joe Howie, is tomorrow at 1 o'clock at Titan Stadium in Nicholsville. We now head in to the Pizza King first quarter, and we'll have it with the Southwest Insurance Agency kickoff where real people answer the phones in Big Stone Gap, Norton, Jonesville, and Kingsport, Tennessee, as Diego Dortch, the junior, will kick it away for Rye Cove to kick off this game. To Eastside, Gabe Raymond and Luke Trent will be deep for the Spartans at their own 10-yard lines. The kickoff will go right to left on your radio dial. As Dortch puts a right foot into a short kick to the left side, it's going to be caught. Diving on his backside at the 25 and catching it was number 5, Braxton Freeman, the 5'8", 155-pound freshman running back, who's able to grab it, and that is where Eastside will start off this game at their own 25-yard line with 11:58 to play in this Pizza King first quarter.
And we get set to see this offense. It's a power. It's a run-first offense, of course, by Coach Mike Rhodes and company. So we'll see what their young running back, the freshman, will do here.
And as I told an assistant coach from Eastside prior to the game, I said I expect a quick one here tonight. A lot of runs for both sides.
Yes.
They'll start off in the I formation. Adkins under center. Dayton Stanley, the fullback. Keldon Hamilton, the tailback. He gets the handoff at the left side on first and 10. He works his way up the field to the 29. Starts to get a pushback from the Eagle defense from there. But that is following. We'll see the spot. One says the 30, and they are going to give him the 30. That's a gain of 5, bringing up 2nd and 5.
Look,
that is Peyton Adkins, the quarterback. Dayton Stanley, the fullback. Keldon Hamilton, the tailback.
Yeah, Logan Barnett coming up for the stop. After that pickup of 5.
Keldon Hamilton, the freshman running back, already setting a single-season rushing record for Eastside in the program's history. Came into that 1,349 yards rushing and 13 touchdowns for the 6'1", 195-pound freshman. Atkins under center again on 2nd and 5. Ball in the middle of the field. He tries to hand it off to fullback Stanley. It rolls on the ground. Rye Cove recovers it at the 32-yard line. Coming out of it was number 1, Braylon Paul, the junior linebacker. It looks like Atkins maybe bobbled the snap, tried to give it over to his line, to his fullback, Stanley. He couldn't handle it, and it's recovered by Pell at the 32, but Pell comes up holding the back of his helmet. We'll have to keep an eye on that, but a fumble by Eastside on the 2nd play of the game.
Yeah, and if you're Eastside, that's the worst way you can get a drive started right there, is fumbling after picking up 5 yards, and now you've got this raucous crowd ready to see its offense going out here led by Lane.
Landon Lane, the quarterback, 11-13 left here in the Pizza King first quarter. We're scoreless, 1st and 10. Rye Cove at the Eastside 32, but we're going to have a flag on Rye Cove for a false start, backing him up 5 yards. It'll be a 1st and 15. It will now be 1st and 15 for Rye Cove at the Eastside 37.
Coach Collier had a little question about that one, asking Mason Christian down there, like, hey, he's like, yeah, it was a false start.
But well, we got tonight's 7-man crew.
Yes, we do.
On the stripes.
That's
my
right.
Goodness. Brett St. Clair, your white hat.
You make the playoffs. You're going to get the best of the best.
That's what they tell us, at least. Landon Lane in the shotgun. Will Rollins stands to his left. Lane will keep it on the fake handoff. He works his way down the field across the 35, all the way down to the 31. That's a gain of 6. It'll bring up, now they're going to mark it down to 32. I beg your pardon. It's a gain of 5, bringing up 2nd and 10.
Yeah, pick up that 5 right there. And that's your original line of scrimmage. And that was Braxton Freeman on the tackle, number 5 in white.
Four receivers, two to each side here for Rye Cove. On the far side, it is going to be Logan Barnett along with Hamilton Osborne. Lane will look to pass on 2nd and 10. It's a screen pass out to the left to his tailback, Rollins. Rollins trying to work his way down the field, and he's going to be pushed back. Actually, has the ball knocked out of bounds out of his hands at the 33-yard line by Noah Hamilton. That's a loss of one. It'll bring up a 3rd and 11 at the 33. 10.5 to play here in the Pizza King first quarter. We're scoreless with a 3rd and 11 coming up for the Eagles.
You saw how it was on that. Did you see how that play kind of transpired?
Mm-hmm.
We've seen blocks in the back thrown for less.
I'm just saying. Not here on 3rd and 11. It's Lane in the shotgun. Rollins to his left. Darnell and Jesse to his left as receivers. He's going to throw a screen pass out to Barnett. There to the right side. He can't handle it. It goes through his hands, drops incomplete. It'll be 4th and 11 for the Eagles.
They sent that B-line blitz right there, too. That was Yates and Reagan Woods coming out there getting the pressure, and now you got a 4th and Duffield right now. So.
4th and 11 trying to get the way to the Fort Blackmore as it's going to be Lane in the shotgun. Rollins standing to his right. The offense will stay on the field. Osborne and Barnett, the receivers to the right side. To the near left side, Darnell and Jesse. Lane on the near left hash takes a shotgun snap face mask high. He looks across the middle looking for Barnett. Inside the 10, he tries to race under that. He cannot. It falls incomplete in the end zone. Logan Barnett was outrunning Gabe Raymond down the seam, down the middle of the field. But Lane's throw is too far and too high for him. It falls incomplete. It's a turnover on downs, and Eastside gets the ball right back. The fumble does no harm.
Yeah, and I mean, they had just simple man-to-man coverage right there, Jacob. But you also saw Luke Jesse, the tight end, kind of running that inside slant route, and there was nobody. They had cleared out. Eastside had cleared out. They probably would have picked up the first down if Lane had a look for him there, but just trying to go on that streak route. So no harm, no foul for the Spartans.
10:23 to play in the Pizza King first quarter. We're scoreless. Eastside has the ball for already a second time this quarter. Hamilton, the tight end, Noah, moves from the right to the left side of the line. The hand in the dirt. Toss left to Kelvin Hamilton, the tailback, trying to hit the left edge of the line. Working his way through traffic at the line of scrimmage and finds his way up to the 35-yard line. That's a gain of 2. It'll bring up 2nd and 8.
That was Gabe. That was Carter Roach Hodge, one of the guys that we said a lot about in that holiday tournament last year.
Yeah, powered by National Bank Holiday Classic. I think coming up in a little over a month over on our sister station, 92.5 and 1220 WLSD. Rock Cove will be there again, as will Eastside. Peyton Atkins, though, on 2nd and 8, hands it off to Hamilton again. He bounces off the fenders off the left side of the line, works his way up to the 40, to the 41-yard line. That's a gain of 6. He'll bring up a 3rd and 2.
We got to talk about Jay Bowen there, number 76, Jacob. Look, all was lost. Maybe he broke out of that tackle, but he recovered, came right up his back right there, and tackled the runner short of the sticks.
3 carries for Atkins. He's got, 3 carries for Hamilton. He's got 13 yards. As we look at the funk drilling stats, 3rd and 2 for Eastside from their own 41. 9:10 left in the quarter. We're scoreless. Hand off Hamilton again. He's hit behind the line of scrimmage. He's pushed back and taken down to the 39-yard line for a loss of 2. It'll bring up a 4th and 4.
Jay Bowen, Carter, Roach Hodge on the stop right there. And now, finally, you get a chance to actually flip the field because they've been doing it right here on this side. Now, it's nowhere when we were at Avondale and Ridgeview, but they have been playing on this Rye Cove side for a while.
Gabe Raymond will punt it away. Peyton Darnell is deep for Rye Cove, standing at his own 33. Raymond takes a face mask high snap, and it's a short punt to the near right side. It bounces at the Rye Cove 45, rolls inside the 40, to the near sideline, and is going to be stopped dead at the Rye Cove 37-yard line with 8:27 to play in this Pizza King first quarter. We remain scoreless, and now both teams are going to have 2 possessions. This is the second drive of the first 4 minutes of this game here for Rye Cove.
It's kind of a feeling out affair right now. So I thought that, you know, Eastside, even though, you know, they were close and they turned the ball, the defense held out well right there and forced a bad pass by Lane.
He's 1 for 3 for minus 1 yard. Corey Landon is the junior quarterback, I should say, for Rye Cove. They're in the power T, lane under center. He fakes the handoff to his fullback, goes to his tailback, Darnell, from the left side. He goes up the right side of the edge of the line, though. He finds his way across the 40 and up to the 41-yard line for a gain of 4. It'll bring up 2nd and 6.
Gabe Raymond on the stop there.
Ball will now be in the middle of the field. Clock goes inside 8 minutes to play in this Pizza King first quarter. We are still scoreless. Eastside 0, Rye Cove 0. Lane in the power tee will have Logan Barnett, Will Rollins, and Peyton Darnell right to left in the backfield in that tee formation. It's going to go with a handoff. No, he fakes it to Rollins. Lane will keep it up the gut across the 45 to the 50. Tries to stiff arm Raymond across midfield. Trying to find his way to the hash mark. Still getting pushed. Still getting tugged, still finding his way into east side territory, and brought down at the east side 48-yard line following a gain of 11 and a Pepsi first down. Woo! Into the Spartan territory for the junior quarterback.
Well, it's like a spark of Mountain Dew right there when he had it. That means that's a physical run by your quarterback.
He's the leading scorer this year in Southwest Virginia. 29 touchdowns this year for the junior quarterback. He's got 29 touchdowns for the year, and including 1,761 total yards passing and rushing for Rye Cove. 1st and 10, Rye Cove at the east side 48. Ball on the far right hash. They work right to left in your radio dial. He fakes the handoff. He rolls to his left. He's looking to pass. He's looking for Luke Jesse, who has to go off his fingertips near the 35, running away from Luke Trent. He'll fall incomplete, bringing up 2nd and 10. 7:07 to play in the Pizza King first quarter. It's Eastside 0, Rye Cove 0 here in the Region 1D playoffs. First round, but the Eagles are back into Eastside territory.
Yeah, two passes that probably could have gotten some chunk yardage, leading his receivers astray right there early on.
Lane, 1 for 4, minus 1 yard through the air so far. 2nd and 10 for Eastside, though, at the Eastside 48. Excuse me. 2nd and 10 for Rye Cove at the Eastside 48, I should say. I beg your pardon. Two receivers to the far side, Barnett in the slot. It's going to be Hamilton Osborne all the way to the far side of the field. Luke Jesse to the near left.
Yep.
Darnell, Peyton Darnell,
they
comes in motion left to right, and they believe they may have gotten Eastside to come off. They did.
Yeah, Yasir Hilton. He's had a quick twitch the first couple of plays on this drive, and they finally got him. It looks like he's been struggling with that hard count, but, you know, sometimes it's an untrained eye. Even though you got two extra pair of eyes, sometimes you don't see it.
They move the ball now to the 43, bringing up a 2nd and 5 for Rye Cove at the east side 43. Ball remains on the far right hash. They work right to left on your radio dial. Lane will be under center. His tailback will be Rollins. He'll have Darnell left lined up as a left sort of tight end to the left side. Barnett to the right side. Osborne, the right side receiver. Darnell goes in motion left to right. It's a handoff to Rollins. Rollins across the 40, fighting his way down to the 37-yard line. Now they're going to mark him down to the 38, but right near that first down marker. It's a gain of 5, and it will be enough for another Pepsi first down for the Eagles. 1st and 10, Rye Cove.
Got to get him involved here. Yasir Hilton, he checks off after this after that play, where he registered the tackle.
1st and 10, Rye Cove at the east side 38. Lane under center. It's a fake toss out to the right side. The Darnell goes to Barnett, who's coming up the right side of the line into the left portion. He gets the handoff, works his way down to the 37. No, excuse me, the 36. They'll give him a gain of 2. He'll bring up 2nd and 8. 6.5 to play in the Pizza King first quarter. It is still scoreless between Eastside and Rye Cove. 2nd and 8 for the Eagles at the Spartan 36.
Just these light jabs. It's like a boxing match right now. Just these light jabs Ridgey's doing. Not Ridgey. Phew, Rye Cove.
Hey, now.
And charge to my heart, not my head.
Lane in the shotgun. Coming in motion from the right side is Barnett. He gets the handoff off the left edge of the 35. That's where he'll get swallowed up by Eastside, though. Falling just a gain of 1. He'll bring up 3rd and 7. They were trying to get Barnett speed hitting the edge. Eastside swallowed him up immediately, though, only for a gain of 1. 3rd and 7 for Rye Cove.
They've been Eastside's front four. They've been physical, and they've been handling Rye Cove. And you talked about that speed right there.
3rd and 7 for the Eagles at the Eastside 35. Ball just inside the near left hash. Lane in the shotgun. Rollins to his left. Peyton Darnell, Luke Jesse, the two near side receivers. Barnett comes in motion from the right side. High snap, fakes it to him. Randall keeping it. He's hitting the backfield. He fights his way forward, but only back to the line of scrimmage, and that's where they'll stop him at. No gain, no loss. It's another fourth down for the Eagles. They missed on the last drive. We'll see if they go for it again here at the east side 35, still scoreless with 5:15 left in the first quarter.
And, you know, that's just that's one of those probing plays right there to see if you can pick up some yardage before you have to go for it on fourth down. We know they weren't going to punt it.
Barnett and Osborne, the two far side receivers. To the near side, short side, that will be Darnell and Jesse. Rollins, the tailback to the right of Lane in the shotgun. He takes those chest high snaps. He rolls to his right. He's looking to pass. He fires it to the right side of the field looking for Osborne, and it's knocked away incomplete by Tanner Perry, who gets another turnover on downs of Rye Cove with 4:50 to play in the Pizza King first quarter. Rye Cove is a quick 0-for-2 on fourth down, and Eastside gets the ball back with the score still being scoreless. Eastside 0, Rye Cove 0. First and 10 Spartans at their own 35.
And you kind of look here, too, on our near side, kind of in that slot position. Peyton Darnell jumped. He jumped right before the snap, though. And that's something these officials, they're going to have to look a little bit harder on there, because that could cause some bad Juju McGumbo there.
Landon Lane now 1-for-5 for minus 1 yard here in the first quarter. First and 10, east side from their own 35. Atkins under center. They look to pass to the left side. He looks for Gabe Raymond. Too far out in front of him. He dived out for it at the 40. Couldn't find it. It falls incomplete. It'll bring up a second and 10.
That's a game not hitting for much on for everybody right now.
Atkins is 0-for-1. 5 passes already for Lane. I'm a little surprised to see that many. He only threw the ball 4 times the entire game back at Eastside back on October 6th in a game that had 84 combined points. He's already thrown it 5 times in the first 8 minutes of this game that has 0 points. Second and 10 for Eastside. Atkins under center. Stanley, the fullback. Hamilton, the tailback. Second and 10 from their own 35. Toss out to the right side of Hamilton. Cuts it back inside as he crosses the 35, but pushed back immediately as he gets to the 36. For only a gain of 1, it'll bring up 3rd and 9.
Hamilton on a carry for the Spartans. Number 34 on the stop for Rye Cove, and that is Hagen Roten.
3rd and 9 for Eastside from their own 36. Ball in the near right hash. There was left to right in your radio dial. 4:15 to play in the Pizza King first quarter. We're scoreless here in the Region 1 playoff first round. Atkins under center. Two receivers to the near side. Trent in the slot. Raymond the near receiver. Hamilton's the tailback. Puts a hand off the Trent, who's coming in motion from the near right side. He's not able to get across the line of scrimmage. He stopped immediately at the 36 for no gain, no loss. He'll bring up a 4th and 9 for Eastside now.
Jay Bowen. I don't get this. I don't get these inside between the tackle and the guard runs. You got to get this outside. This is what you've got one man to beat maybe on that outside right there, Jacob.
Yeah.
And they continue to run in between the tackle and the guard. It's not getting you anywhere.
It's a high snap to Gabe Raymond on the punt. He's able to step back and find it. He'll boot away at the right foot. Two guys deep right now for Rye Cove. It's Peyton Darnell who calls for the fair catch, though, at his own 38-yard line with 3:24 to play here in this Pizza King first quarter. As Rye Cove will get the ball back for now a third time for them here in this first quarter. Fast moving, because there's not been any moving,
no.
Pretty much. A couple of Pepsi first downs for Rye Cove in the last drive, but that's been it. Everybody's coming up dry so far, so Rye Cove's 0-for-2 on fourth downs inside Eastside's 35. They'll start off here at their own 38. Ball in the near left hash, working right to left in your radio dial. Lane will be
they're
under
shorter,
center.
Man.
Then we got 10 guys on the field.
Let's see, hold on.
Oh, they're going to rush one on here as Eastside.
Yeah.
Lane's under center. Power T, Barnett, Rollins, and Darnell. Lane fakes the handoff, keeps himself, works his way up to the 40. That's it for a gain of 2. It'll bring up 2nd and 8 as he's tugged down from behind by the Spartans' front line.
Reagan Wood on the stop.
4 carries for Landon Lane so far. He's got 18 yards. We'll look at the funk drilling stats. Lane in the shotgun. 3 running backs to his right side. That's going to be Darnell, Rollins, and Barnett. Lane keeps it himself as they try to be lead blockers, and they can't get anything for him. He's able to find his way across the 40 to the 41, and that's it. For a gain of 1, it'll bring up a 3rd and 7. 2:45 to play in the Pizza King first quarter, and Gary Collier is absolutely livid right now with his offensive line and his entire team. He wants a timeout to talk about of 2:43 left here in the Pizza King first quarter. We're scoreless from Eastside and Wright Cove at the Eagles Nest in Clinchport as you're listening to the Region 1D playoffs on 93.5 WAXM.
Crack open an NFL celebration in every Pepsi.
Yo, awesome. Let me try.
Whoa, my turn.
Wherever you enjoy the game, always be celebrating with an ice cold Pepsi.
It's gold!
Pepsi, the official soft drink of the National Football League.
Through to play in the Pizza King first quarter. It's Eastside and Wright Cove still scoreless between the Spartans and the Eagles. But with a 3rd and 7 upcoming here for Wright Cove from their own 41-yard line, Gary Collier burns his first time out of the night to talk to his team as they're not getting much push at all right here on the offensive end at the moment. Their defense, they swallowed up Eastside. Caused a turnover, haven't let them get a first down yet. Offense needs to get something moving. Lane will be in the shotgun. He'll have Rollins standing to his left. Darnell and Jesse, the near side receivers. That's where Lane will roll to. He rolls to his left. He fires across the 50 looking for Jesse, and it's too high for him, and Gary Collier is livid again. He slams his hat, slams his headset, and it's 4th down, and the punt team will come out for the first time tonight for Wright Cove.
Yeah, I mean, Eastside's doing good on these 3rd downs, these 4th downs, right? You're finding the struggle with Lane. Hey, you get him on the outside running here to this near side to the left. He has a little bit of struggle finding his receivers.
He'll punt it away. He's also the punter here for Wright Cove. Gabe Raymond's the deep man for Eastside, standing at his own 27. Good snap to Lane. He has to boot away. His pressure was coming from the Spartans. It's a good high punt inside the 30, bounces the 27, rolls inside the 25. A absolute convoy of blue jerseys for Eagles down the ball at the 24-yard line with 2:27 to play in the Pizza King first quarter. It's still Eastside 0, Wright Cove 0, and Corey, this will be the 7th possession of this first quarter, and we still got 2:27 to play in it.
Yeah, I mean, it's very quick pace, 3 and outs, 4 and outs if you're Wright Cove. Their first 3 and out right here as they finally punt the ball, but somebody's got to break through. You can't tell. If you're telling me that these two teams scored 84 points combined a few weeks ago, I'd call you a liar.
Adkins will start off here under center, handoff to Hamilton, the tailback. He works his way up the middle, across the 25, up to the 27. That's a gain of 3. He'll bring up a 2nd and 7 as Hamilton gets another carry. That is his 6th of the first quarter.
There you go. Again, up the middle.
Waiting for one to burst maybe through there and see what happens. They're going to have 2 receivers to the far side here. That'll be Raymond and Trent. Raymond's in the slot. Stanley's the fullback in the I formation. Adkins under center. Tolden Hamilton, the tailback. Hand off to Stanley. No, it's a fake. Adkins will keep up the right side. He's swallowed up and taken down. Carter Rowe charge. Good evening to you, sir, as he absolutely powers down Peyton Adkins at the 26. That's a loss of 1. He'll bring up 3rd and 8.
Carter Roach Hodge, he's been on the last 2 tackles, gets his first tackle for loss. Jacob, he's got 4 already in this game.
My goodness.
It's only for 3rd down for what?
Carter Roach Hodge came into the game with 10 tackles for loss of the season.
There you go. There's 11.
1:15 left in the Pizza King first quarter. 3rd and 8 for Eastside. Still scoreless here against Wright Cove in the first round of the playoffs. Adkins under center. Takes the handoff to Hamilton. Rolls to his left. He may have to run. He will to the 25 to the 30. He's knocked out of bounds, but he has enough for a 1st down, I believe. Oh, the spot may not be right where they wanted it, Eastside, though. It's near the 34, near that 1st down marker. It'd be a gain of 8 if they got it, and they do. 1st and 10 for Eastside. It's a Pepsi 1st down for the Spartans. Exactly 1 minute to play in the first quarter, and finally the Spartans are able to move the chains.
Hey, you saw that blitz coming down there. Number 14, that's Luke Jesse, over-pursued the quarterback, and he was able to make that move. What happened?
To the outside.
To the outside.
I know what you mean.
There you go. What'd you do?
Adkins under center again. Stanley the fullback. Hamilton the tailback. Trent, the near receiver in the slot. Raymond on this side as well. And they may have got right cover to come offside, so they don't snap it. Hamilton snaps it now to Stanley, the fullback. He stopped the line of scrimmage. Oh, if Eastside had snapped, they were going to get a free 5 yards, Corey. They didn't do it, though, and they end up having to snap it to Stanley, who gets nothing and brings up 2nd and 10. 45 seconds left here in the first quarter. We're still scoreless.
Lordy.
Ball will be on that far left hash for the Spartans from their own 34-yard line. They will have to snap at least one more time here in this Pizza King first quarter, a fast-moving Pizza King first quarter. Atkins under center. Stanley the fullback. Hamilton the tailback. Takes the handoff to Stanley. Gives it to Hamilton at the left edge. The 35. Finds his way up across the 40. Pushing the defenders across the 45. Down the far sideline to the 46-yard line for a gain of 12.
Oh, nice.
That is a Pepsi first down. They said Hamilton was down before the ball came out. And it is a Pepsi first down for Eastside of what may be the final play of this Pizza King first quarter. But they're finally starting to move the ball. And they are starting to push this Rye Cove defense around a little bit.
Yeah, they are. You get that physical. Get a little physical there, and
they will not snap the ball another time here in the Pizza King first quarter. It comes to a close. It'll be a 1st and 10 for Eastside from their own 46 when we come back for the Anthem Healthkeepers second quarter. I beg your pardon, the Mountain Empire Community College Foundation second quarter. What do I know? It is Eastside 0, Rye Cove 0, as you're listening to the Region 1D playoffs on 93.5 WAXM.
Monster savings all month long at Mytown Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. It's the place where you get more treats and no tricks. Mytown, offering spooktacular selections of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs, like a new 2024 Jeep Compass Limited, the new 2024 Jeep Grand Cherokee Limited, or the all-new 2023 Chrysler 300, and so much more arriving daily at Mytown in Big Stone Gap. Broomsticks are overrated, so get your new Halloween ride from Mytown, located in Big Stone Gap at 721 East 5th Street. Check out Mytown online at MytownCDJR.com or search them on Facebook at Mytown Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. That's Mytown Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, offering scary good deals all month long.
Foundation second quarter of this Region 1D playoff first round game. We're at Eastside 0, Rye Cove 0 at the Eagles' Nest. 1st and 10, Eastside from their own 46. Peyton Atkins, the quarterback under center, takes the handoff to Hamilton. He rolls to his right with pressure, looking for Noah Hamilton, and he finds him inside the 25 at the 23 for a big gainer for the Spartans into Rye Cove territory, and enough for a gain of 41.
I think they missed another one, a hold. Right up the gut, Jay Bowen was slung down to the ground by one of those interior linemen, and they missed that call. Again, that's the second time we've seen something like that where it's blatantly obvious.
Clock goes down to 11.5 to play in the MECC Foundation second quarter. Atkins will be under center on 1st and 10 at the right Cove 23. Stanley the fullback. Hamilton the tailback. It's a handoff to Hamilton. Up the gut. Working his way down the field. Finding his way across the 20. Breaking through tackles. Across the 15. Working his way down near the 10. And they're going to mark him down at the 11, following a gain of 12. And another Pepsi first down. And Eastside is into the Wells Fargo financial advisor, Jason Sturgill, red zone.
What a... Wow, what a drive.
Eight carries for 39 yards now for Hamilton here in the first half as we take a look at the funk drilling stats. 1st and 10 for Eastside at the right Cove 11. Raymond, the far side receiver. Trent, the near side. Atkins under center. Both running backs with hands in the dirt. Stanley and Hamilton. Stanley gets the hand off the right side. He stopped the line of scrimmage. No gain, no loss. It'll be 2nd and 10. 10:50 left here in the MECC Foundation second quarter. We remain scoreless.
A swarm of Eagles led by Jay Bowen on the stop.
Two carries for Dayton Stanley, 0 yards tonight for the Spartans, for their young fullback, the sophomore. The junior. Hamilton under center, Stanley the fullback, Hamilton the tailback. Trent in the slot to the left side. Raymond, they're paired the near receiver. It's a screen pass out to Trent. Trent working his way off the edge. Trying to find his way inside the 10. He does, but he is stuck at the 7-yard line. Following a gain of 4. Jacob Jesse on the big hit, and it'll be a 3rd and 6 for the Spartans.
Yeah, Jacob Jesse said he saw enough of that moving to the left, moving to the right. You're going to move to the dirt on that one, son.
They're going to call it a gain of three, actually. Let's call it a third and seven at the eight. Atkins' second completion here at the first half. He's got 44 yards. Ball now in the near left hash. Atkins will be in the shotgun. Hamilton to his left. Stanley to his right. Two receivers to the far right side. Trent and Raymond. Atkins looks to his right, steps into the pocket, looks across the middle, and the pass goes off the crossbar of the goalpost. He was looking for Gabe Raymond. It falls incomplete. It'll bring up a fourth and seven for Eastside at the Rycove 8 with 9:34 left here in the MECC Foundation second quarter, and somebody's still looking to get their first points of the game as we remain scoreless.
Yeah, and if that was a kick, it would have been a good field goal.
You surprised they went the pass there on third and seven?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit here.
Because they're going to most likely have to pass here on a fourth and seven at the eight. They can still get the first down inside the one. Atkins in the shotgun. Stanley and Hamilton line up as tight ends to the right side. Raymond, the far side receiver, and Mike Rhodes wanted a timeout, and he got one. Good thing he did because the snap was high to Atkins. It looked like he was going to be able to get it down, and maybe Rhodes was right, but Mike Rhodes able to burn the timeout prior to it. That's his first timeout taken. 9:34 to play in the MBCC Foundation second quarter. Fourth and seven for Eastside when we come back at the Rycove 8 on 93.5 WAXM.
Funk Drilling is a fourth-generation drilling company with over 60 years of experience, and they've been committed to the coalfields of Southwest Virginia, Eastern Kentucky, and Tennessee. Funk Drilling serves residential customers, commercial coalfield drilling, agriculture drilling, geothermal, and environmental drilling. Also pump services including water system service and repair. They sell sewage pumps, downhole video, booster pump install and repair. Funk Drilling, located 108 Quillen Avenue, Southeast in Coburn, Virginia. Call 1-866-478-6493. Email Wes at funkdrilling.com.
.com 9:33 to play here in the Mountain Empire Community College Foundation second quarter. It's Eastside 0, Rycove 0. It's a 4th and 7 for Eastside at the Rycove 8-yard line. Ball in the near left hash. Atkins, the quarterback, in the shotgun. Hamilton and Stanley, one to each side. It's going to be a handoff to Hamilton on 4th and 7, and he's swallowed up immediately. He's only able to get to the 7-yard line for a gain of one. It's a turnover on downs. Rycove's defense stands up tall inside their own 10.
Jay Bowen, and I believe that was Jesse as well. No, that was not Jay Bowen. That was number 78.
That's Trevor Darnell.
Trevor Darnell on that stuff.
9:28 now to play here in the MECC Foundation second quarter. Rycove will get the ball at their own 7-yard line in what is still a scoreless game here in the first round of the playoffs in Region 1D. Landon Lane will be under center on first and 10 of the T formation. He bumps with his running backs in the backfield. He does give it off to Rollins, though. Works his way off the right side of the line up to the 8-yard line. That's enough for a gain of one. It'll bring up a second and nine, but boy, there was traffic in that backfield. It was almost bumper cars between teammates.
Yeah, it's just there's a lot of chaos going in between a lot of these plays, Jacob, and that's what's causing these short gains or no gains.
It's a second and nine for Rycove. Ball in the near right side hash as they work left to right in your radio dial in a scoreless game. Lane under center in the T formation. Coming from the left side is Peyton Darnell. He gets the toss. Toss on the edge. Trying to work his way up the field across the 10. That's where he's going to get stopped. That, though, it looks like is the 10-yard line. That's a gain of two. It'll bring up. No, they're going to give him the 11, it looks like. Let's call it a gain of three. Let's call it a third and six. With 8:30 to play here in the MECC Foundation second quarter, Rycove trying to get a first down in what is still a scoreless game against Eastside.
Kelton Hamilton on the stop, and there goes your theory right there, boys. Run it wide. The Spartans, they'll march down on you.
Swallowed it up there, too, after only a gain of three. Third and six here for Rycove. Play clock down to 15 as Rycove breaks the huddle. Lane will get under center once again in the T formation, but it's a wide T. Now, you know what? Let's call it just a one running back. They're going to have the other two lined up as tight ends. That includes Carter Roach Hodge, who moves from the right side to the left side. Lane rolls to his left. He's looking for Peyton Darnell across the 20. He's got him at the 23, up to the 25, and down to the 28-yard line. That is a gain of 17. It's a Pepsi first down for Rycove. And Landon Lane able to connect with Peyton Darnell to get the chains moving once again for the Eagles.
Yeah, they needed that. Biggest pass play connection for Rycove and get them a first down to move those sticks.
Only second completion of the night for Landon Lane is the first one for positive yards. First and 10 from their own 28. Lane under center of the tee. Hand off to Rollins. Barrels over defenders across the 30 and up to the 33-yard line. Let's see the spot here. Maybe the 32. Looks like it's going to be the 32. It was called a gain of 4, bringing up second and 6. 7:25 to play in the MECC Foundation second quarter. It's Eastside nothing, Rycove nothing, but Rycove trying to drive once again here. They've got a second and 6 at their own 32, Corey.
I keep on saying it's a little... These light jabs, we saw Eastside kind of take a sucker punch right there on the last offensive drive. Now it's Rycove's opportunity.
Toss out to the left side. Now coming to the right is going to be Darnell. He's hit the 30. He's going to be pushed back from the 31-yard line. That's where they give him forward progress. That is a loss of 1. It'll bring him a 3rd and 7 for the Eagles from their own 31-yard line.
And that was Raymond and Kelvin Hamilton on the stop.
Ball just inside the near right hash. From their own 31, 3rd and 7 for Rycove. Lane and the empty backs on the shotgun. 5 wide. Jay Bowen, Carter Roach Hodge, and Hamilton Osborne to his near right side. He's going up the middle of the field. Jesse, the tight end off the left side of the line, was wide open, and Lane maybe just overshot him. Little Jesse stole a chance at it, though, Corey, because he had space. There was a defender within 5 yards of him. He had a first down and a chance for a whole lot more.
Yeah, I mean, that pass literally went up and down like it was cryptocurrency. It just went boom, boom, right there, and overthrew the mark.
There's an oldie but no goodie.
There you go.
Oh, 6:24 to play here in the first half. Randy Donahue told me that. Oh, my goodness. Randy Lane is going to punt. Jess has a fake. He's going to fake it this time. He does find Jesse to the 40 and up to the 42-yard line. That is a Pepsi first down. That is a gain of 11. They do connect this time because Eastside was asleep at the wheel.
Peyton Atkins had to get the tackle there.
First and 10 now for Rycove from their own 42. They faked the punt on 4th and 7. The same exact play they'd ran before, just this time for the quarterback is the punter, able to find Luke Jesse for the first down. 6 minutes left in the first half. It's scoreless. Screen pass up to Darnell to the left side. Up to the 45. Yep. Flags come flying in. Darnell did find his way up to the 49. That would have been a gain of 7. It would have been a 2nd and 3, but this is coming back.
Yeah, they're gonna get Jesse on Trent there, blocked him in the back, probably a hold, and
Luke on Luke Crime.
Yeah,
Luke Jesse on Luke Trent. 5:53 to play in this MECC Foundation second quarter. Eastside 0, Rycove 0. It was going to be a 2nd and 3 for Rycove from their own 49, but it's going to be called back here due to holding on the offense.
Kind of makes you wonder, Jacob, what were they seeing in that first quarter? Because there was a similar play down here on our near side, and it's the opposite set of officials on this side. But, hey.
That may be your answer.
Yeah, there you go.
Ball will get backed up to the 38, so making now a 1st and 14 for Rycove. Lane in the shotgun, Rollins stands to his right. 2 receivers to each side of his lane. Looks to his right. Looking down the middle of the field. Looking for Logan Barnett. Inside the 35. He gives up to grab it. He does. He brings it down at the east side 30. Ooh. Logan Barnett just jumps right up over Gabe Raymond. And Peyton Atkins brought it down. And now Raymond and Atkins come up a little gingerly for the Pepsi first down on the gain of 42 for the Eagles. I beg your pardon, 32.
And that was an arcing pass right there. What a catch. And now they're on the move. And Gabe Raymond is still.
Yeah, he got up very shakily. And then also Atkins had to fix his helmet. Raymond trying to walk it off. It was Raymond and Atkins in coverage. Barnett jumped up over both of them and brought it down. It was a gain of 32, 1st and 10, Rycove at the east side 30.
It's going to be interesting to watch down here, too. He's still laboring.
Lane is going to roll to his right side on first and 10 out of the shotgun. Down to the 25, to the 20. There's a flag as he works his way down inside the 10. It would have been a first and goal. It would have been down to the 7-yard line for a gain of 23, but it's going to be brought back to another holding call as the flag sits at the 23-yard line.
And you saw Gabe Raymond, too, Jacob, on that play. He was trying to avoid that contact until the very last minute, and he got rolled over by the ball carrier.
5:11 to play here in the MECC Foundation second quarter, as it is going to be another holding call here on Rye Cove. It'll back him up to the 33-yard line, making it now a first and 13. 5:10 to play in the first half. Rye Cove trying to be the first team on the board in what is still a scoreless game.
Oh, yeah. He's made his appearance known.
I got you. Lane in the shotgun. Rollins to his left. Barnett comes in motion from the near right side. He fakes the handoff to him. Lane keeps it. Down to the 30, to the 25, down the near right hash. Walking his way through defenders, and the ball comes out. The ball comes out at the end, as does the flag. I think the flag should have been the fumble baggy, though. I think that was a missed throw by the back judge, Cheesy Gardner. It's sitting there at the 9-yard line. Who came out with it? Lane had the ball knocked away by Peyton Adkins, the other quarterback. And they're going to wave off the flag. There is no flag, and Eastside recovers. First and 10 Spartans.
Wow.
As the Spartans get the big stop.
It ain't easy being cheesy, but he got it right, though. Yeah, he's trying to throw that beanbag down there, and they'll flip the side of possession. What a tackle by Peyton Adkins, Jacob. Slung him on the ground, and Lane didn't even hold on to the ball. He just, that thing was gone.
He got picked up off the ground, and it was clean.
Yeah.
He didn't do it by the waist. He got him by his arm and tossed him down. That's a junior, Corey.
There you go.
It's the playoffs, brother.
Yeah, it is. You got to get excited, bro. You got to.
4:42 to play in the first half. Eastside will start off at their own 10-yard line. Adkins, handoff. This is Luke Trent to the 15 to the 20.
Uh-oh.
Down to far side, 30, 35, 40, 45 into Rye Cove territory. And Jacob Jesse knocks him out of bounds at the Rye Cove 38-yard line. That is a gain of 52. And those Spartan fans on the far side, only two sets of bleachers. They're filled with capacity, and they're getting loud.
Yeah, they are. You can already see them. And you can hear them now, too. Like you said, they're getting loud. But what a play after you get that fumble recovery and how you did it, and then you hit it right here. Here's my punch. Here's my counter punch. Hello.
Stick ya.
Hello,
ball right there in the far right hash. 4:31 to play in the MECC Foundation second quarter. It remains scoreless. Nobody wants in the end zone right now. They'll be in the T formation. Adkins under center. Trent Stanley Hamilton left to right. The handoff to Hamilton down to the 35. Working his way forward and all the way down to the 33 where they're going to give him forward progress. Following a gain of 5, he'll bring up 2nd and 5.
And Jacob, you kind of mentioned this too in the early on. This is a demon exercising game as well.
Oh my.
Two schools who haven't won playoff games since you were in grade school, I was in college, I was in middle school the last time they played.
Yeah.
Steve Spurrier was head coach of the Redskins last time Rye Cove won.
Adkins under center on 2nd and 5. Hand off to Stanley, the fullback. He works his way down to the 31. Still fighting across the 30 and down to the 30-yard line. So they're going to mark him down at. That's a gain of 3, and it'll bring him 3rd and 2. That junior fullback wouldn't give in, Corey.
No, he would not. He's a fullback full of force.
3.5 to play in the first half. 3rd and 2 for Eastside at the Rye Cove 30-yard line. That's Stanley's third carry of the game. He's only got 3 yards. We're taking a look at the Funk Drilling stats. Ball inside the near right hash. They work right to left in your radio dial. Edkins under center. Handoff to Trent off the right edge. Trent gets tripped up and falls forward to the 29, but that's it. That's only a gain of 1. It'll be 4th and 1 at the Rye Cove 29. 2:59 to play here in this MECC Foundation second quarter. 4th and 1 for Eastside at the Rye Cove 29.
as we work our way into the latter portion of this first half, and what is still a scoreless game.
Yeah, I tell you one thing, Jacob. You've got to, the point of attack, he can't attack the heart of this defense. When you got those two guys led by Bowen over there, and then also you got number 74, Meade. So,
can they do it on a 4th-and-1? They're not going to snap it. They're going to burn a timeout. Mike Rosen with the play clock run down, and there it is. 2:20, 2:19. Okay, we let the clock run off there a few more seconds. I was waiting for them finally to stop it. They finally do with 2:19 left in the first half. It's still Eastside 0, Rycove 0. 4th-and-1 for Eastside at the Rycove 29 when we come back, as you're listening to the Region 1D playoffs on 93.5 WAXL.
Get your home cold weather ready by going and seeing the great folks at Red Oak Trading Company. At Red Oak Trading Company, you'll find a large selection of kitchen cabinets, insulated windows, plumbing supplies, furnaces, electric heaters, and Red Oak even fills propane tanks. Red Oak Trading Company, now with two great locations, one in Coburn and another in Richlands. Fully stocked and ready to help you with your home repairs and remodels, it's Red Oak Trading Company. Find them on Facebook to see new arrivals and in-stock merchandise. Red Oak Trading Company, your home improvement headquarters.
19 to play in the NBCC Foundation second quarter. 4th-and-1 for Eastside at the Rycove 29. We're still scoreless. Hand off to Hamilton, the tailback. He got hit the line of scrimmage. He tries to fight forward. He cannot. It's another turnover on down as Rycove's defense stands tall inside their own 30 this time, and Rycove gets the ball back at their own 29 with 2:10 left here in the first half. And yes, there are still no points in this game.
Points, you mean points, Jacob. That was number 8. Hamilton Osborne, look at that. On the tackle for the loss, or the stoppage there.
Lane will get under center in the I formation. Rollins the fullback, Darnell the tailback on 1st-and-10. Fakes the handoff to Darnell. He's got pressure from Atkins. He rolls to his right. He's looking for Luke Jesse, but he throws it behind him and is down in the dirt at the 40-yard line. He'll bring up 2nd-and-10. Clock stops of 2:04 left in the half. Rycove has 2 timeouts left. Eastside has 1. Contractual obligation, Corey.
They get the ball.
Rycove gets the ball first up in the second half.
I'm telling you right now, I'm Coach Collier. I'm telling my quarterback, calm down. You can't win this game in one big play.
Ooh, they're going to go 5 wide again. 2 receivers to the far side. That's going to be Darnell and Barnett. He's going to look to his right as Lane. So screen pass out to Logan Barnett to the 30. Logan Barnett fights away across the 35. He's spun down to 37. That's falling a gain of 8. It'll bring up 3rd-and-2. That clock continues to run inside 1:50 left here in the half.
That's good confidence building pass play right there, Jacob. You kind of give yourself a little bit of time, and that's a look we hadn't seen so far this tonight. They spread them wide, all 5 of them, and stretch this defense.
Jesse and Darnell, the receivers to the far side of the field. It's a shotgun set the lane. He takes the handoff to Rollins. Keeps off the right side of the 40. 45 across midfield and down to the east side 48. That is enough for a gain of 15 and a Pepsi first down for Rycove. 1st-and-10 to Eastside territory with 1:27 left in the first half. First and 10 for Rycove. Ball in the near right hash at the Eastside 48. High snap. It's going to be a false start. Whistles at the snap with 1:17 left here in the half. It's still scoreless between Eastside and Rycove. And now a 1st-and-10 in Eastside territory becomes a 1st-and-15 back in your territory. 1st-and-10, Rycove. At their own 47.
There's a theme, Jacob.
1st-and-15, if I didn't say that. 1st-and-15 from their own 47.
There's a theme here, though, Townsend.
What's that?
Nobody wants it.
Nobody
wants it.
Somebody's got to try to find it. The clock restarts here as they go inside 70 seconds left in the half. Rycove has 2 timeouts left. They go 4 wide. 2 receivers to the near short side is Osborne and Barnett. It's Darnell and Jesse to the far left side. Lane looks to pass to his right. Now he rolls to his right. He's looking downfield. He's going to run it and steps out of bounds to the 48. They're going to give him the 49. That's a gain of 2. Clock stops with 54 seconds left here in the half. It'll be a 2nd-and-13.
I think they missed another another hold down there as you had number 72 for Eastside getting held down there. That's Carrico, Landry Carrico.
Ball in the near right hash for Rico from their own 49-yard line. 54 seconds left in a half, second and 13. Lane in the shotgun, rolls the tailback. High snap, but Lane brings it down with his own left hand. He's carrying it in his right hand to his right side. He's going to run across midfield and steps out of bounds at the east side 47, falling a gain of four. It'll bring up a third and nine. Clock stops with 47 seconds left in the half.
Well, basketball move right there, kind of get him, juke him out of his shoes a little bit.
Adam Hood, the new basketball coach, will take it. I saw him prior to the game selling shirts.
Yeah, I did. I asked him, was that street legal?
Ball in the near right hash there for Ryko at the east side 47 with just 47 seconds left in the first half, as it is a scoreless ball game here in the first round of the Region 1-day playoffs in this 7-2 matchup. That 84 points in this game just over a month ago. Scoreless right now inside the final minute of the first half. Trips to the far side. Barnett, Jesse, and Osborne. Lane rolls to his right on first on third and nine. He looks down inside the 20, and he had Darnell, but Darnell couldn't bring it in. Darnell was battling with Tanner Perry and Gabe Raymond. It falls incomplete. It'll be a fourth and nine. 39 seconds left in the half.
Yeah, he's looking for a flag. He's looking for the flag, and the official right here threw his hat down, so he's already out of bounds. And coach, they are talking to the coaches over there, talking about how 16 was. And no disrespect here.
Yeah.
It'll
be a fourth and nine here for Ryko at the 47. They're going to go for it. 39 seconds left and a half. Lane in the shotgun. He rolls to his right. He's looking down. Phil's got pressure. Tosses it up in the air for Osborne. He couldn't grab it. It falls incomplete. It would have been short of the first down marker anyways. Another turnover on downs for Ryko, this time with 31 seconds left here in the first half. Eastside will get the ball back at their own 47 with 31 seconds left in the half and one timeout to play with.
Ooh. You know what Al Michaels said on Thursday Night Football last year?
You ever seen a game that's so bad it's kind of good?
Yes!
Broncos Colts.
Yes!
The Peyton Manning Bowl.
There you go.
Yeah. Also the John Elway Bowl, I guess you could say.
It's the Matt Ryan and Let Russ Cook Bowl.
It will now be Peyton Atkins in the shotgun. Hand off to Hamilton on first and 10. He gets into midfield across the right hand 45. Inside the 40 to the near right hash to the 39. That's a first down. It will stop the clock momentarily, but he was tackled inbounds. But now Mike Rhodes will burn his final timeout with 21 seconds left and a half. They're going to mark him down at the 40, Corey. That's a gain of 13. It was a Pepsi first down. But now Eastside out of timeouts with 21 seconds left here in the half. In what is still a scoreless game, Eastside 0, Rykov 0, 21 seconds left in the MECC Foundation second quarter. Eastside now out of timeouts. Rykov still has two timeouts to play with if for some reason they wanted to use one for reasons unknown. But remember, Rykov will get ball first over the second half, so Eastside getting one more chance here before having to head into the locker rooms.
They get that opportunity. Are they going to implement the pass game? You would think they'd have to because I don't think they...
Atkins in the first half is 2 out of 4 for 44 yards as we take a look at the Funk Drilling stats. First and 10 for Eastside at the Ryko 40. Ball in the near left hash, 21 seconds left here in the first half. Atkins will be in a shotgun. Hamilton stands to his left. Stanley to his right. Gabe Raymond, the lone near left receiver. Trent and Perry to the right side. He looks out the Trent. He's got him at the 30. Trent down the far left side on out of bounds at the 25-yard line. They'll mark him out to 26 to gain a 14. Clock stops with 16 seconds left and a half.
That's a high IQ football play right there, Jacob. You know the presence of mind. Luke Trent catches the ball, runs toward the sideline, and also picks up the first down for him.
Second catch for Trent. He's got 17 yards. 16 seconds left and a half. It's first and 10 east side at the right cove, 26. Ball now in the far right hash. Raymond now the lone receiver to the right side. It's Trent and Perry to the near left. Atkins, shotgun snap, chest high, rolls to his right, he's got pressure, goes across the middle, looking to the end zone for Raymond, and it's too high for him, it falls incomplete, as he was battling with Peyton Darnell in the secondary to bring up second and 10 with 11 seconds to play in the first half.
Oh, Gabe Braman, he tried to sell a pass interference. I like that. You couldn't sell ice water in the South right there in that situation.
11 seconds to play here in the first half. Second and 10 for Eastside at the Rykov 26. Things a little glassy down there, if you know what I mean. Askin to the shotgun. Hamilton to his left, Stanley to his right. Three receivers, two to the near side. Trenton Perry, that's where he looks. Deep down the near left side, looking for Trenton in zone, and he's got him. Touchdown, Eastside. With 3 seconds left in the first half, the Spartans are on the board with a 26-yard Foop City touchdown pass from Peyton Atkins to Luke Trent.
You hear that, Jacob? That's a pin dropping.
On the near side?
Yeah, you can hear it. Now, oh, my goodness. And just, like I said, with 3 ticks left, and that's really a hope and a prayer, but there you go. Trent, once again, 2 big plays on the drive to move the sticks, and now he's got the touchdown, the go-ahead score for Eastside.
And they're going to go for 2 as they did every time in the last game against Rykov. The ball will be placed in the middle of the field for 3. Atkins under center in the I formation. Takes the handoff to Stanley. He's going to roll to his right. He's got pressure. Steps out of it. He's going to try to run. He's hit the line of scrimmage, and he's brought down at the 1 yard line as he falls forward, as the 2-point conversion is no good. 3 seconds left here in the MECC Foundation second quarter. We finally have points. It is Eastside taking the lead, 7-0, thanks to a 26-yard touchdown pass from Peyton Atkins to Luke Trent. We'll be right back as you listen to the Region 1D playoffs on 93.5 WAXM.
The Black Friday sales event is on now at Truckville USA Wallace Nissan of Kingsport. Right now in November, you can drive the rugged Nissan Frontier or the sporty Nissan Rogue only $299 a month. That's a new Nissan Frontier 4x4 crew cab or Nissan Rogue all-wheel drive SUV. Your choice only $299 a month at Wallace Nissan of Kingsport. 0% financing and make no payments till 2024. And at Wallace Nissan of Kingsport, your trade's never been worth more. Get up to $7,500 over Kelly Blue Book for your trade. Financing up to 84 months, good credit, bad credit. Every credit application will be accepted, and every new Nissan gets the exclusive Wallace Lifetime Warranty. It's Black Friday all month long, so don't miss it. You know where. Truckville, USA. Wallace Nissan of Kingsport. Online, wallacenissan.com.
Wallace Nissan of Kingsport.
Offers combined plus tax tag and fees with approved credit. Number WN7970, 7500 down. Sale price 32748. Number WN7540, 10,500 down. Sale price 40,238. 36 month leases, 12,000 miles per year.
Eastside kicks it off on the Southwest Insurance Agency kickoff, where real people answer their phones in Big Stone Gap. Norton Jones is on Kingsport, Tennessee. It was a squib kick to the far side, almost an onside kick, recovered by Landon Lane for Rykov. He ran up the far side 5 yards to the 48. He's brought down there, and that's how the first half comes to a close, with Eastside leading it 6-0 over Rykov as we head in to the Family Drug halftime show. Boy, it was a tough one there when it comes to the points department, but they are going to try to find something on both sides for both teams heading into the second half. But the upset has been alerted across Region 1D as it's the 7 seed, Eastside, leading Rykov, the 2 seed, at the half on the road at the Eagles Nest in Clinchport. It's Eastside 6, Rykov nothing. Family Drug Halftime Show coming up on 93.5 WAXM.
Village Pharmacy, located in Duffield, Virginia, is your local pharmacy that strives to provide friendly, fast, and reliable service. Village Pharmacy accepts all insurances, and they have great low prices throughout their pharmacy. You can call Village Pharmacy in Duffield, Virginia today at 276-431-2299. They would love for you to become one of their customers today at Village Pharmacy in Duffield.
Tired of waiting in line just to be told your prescription still isn't ready? Go see the guys at Spartan Drug in Coburn, Virginia. Spartan Drug is your hometown pharmacy that offers fast and reliable service with convenience by having a drive-through window. Spartan Drug accepts all insurances, and they make transferring prescriptions simple and easy. Spartan Drug is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. Give them a call at 276-807-7106 and let Spartan Drug be your pharmacy.
The folks at DJ's Truck Parts, located in Coburn, want to thank each and every one who have shared in their success as customers. They have worked hard to earn your business and trust, and they continue to do so. Give them a call for all your truck and trailer needs. They have a large inventory of truck parts and tools. They specialize in finding that hard-to-find part for that special need. They carry a range of CB equipment as well. Let them fill your truck part needs at DJ's Truck Parts, locally owned and operated. Call 276-395-7108. If you need auto repair, then you need to give Collins Auto a try. With two convenient locations, experienced and knowledgeable technicians that keeps up with the latest technology, servicing all makes and models, Collins Auto has been serving this area for over 30 years. David Collins and his wife Kim have been longtime supporters of sports and school activities, from elementary to high school. Whatever kind of repair you need for your vehicle, come by Collins Auto, located West Main Street in Wise and Laurel Avenue in Coburn, Virginia.
Welcome into the Family Drug Halftime Show. We're at the half in this Region 1D playoff first round game. It's the 7-seed Eastside Spartans leading the 2-seed Rycove Eagles at the half. Eastside 6, Rycove nothing here at intermission as the Spartans score the touchdown, the lone first touchdown of the first half with only 3 seconds left in the second quarter and a 26-yard touchdown pass from Peyton Adkins to Luke Trent. Let's take a look at your Funk Drilling first half stats. Let's start off with the Spartans. Their quarterback, Peyton Adkins, 4 out of 7, 84 yards, and the touchdown. In the rushing department, Keldon Hamilton, 12 carries, 58 yards. Luke Trent, 3 carries, 53 yards. Peyton Adkins, the quarterback, 3 carries, 7 yards, and a fumble. And Dayton Stanley, the fullback, 3 carries, 3 yards. In the receiving department, it was Noah Hamilton, 1 catch, 41 yards. And Luke Trent, 3 catches, 43 yards, and the touchdown. For Rycove in the first half, Landon Lane, their quarterback, was 5 out of 14, 56 yards passing. In the rushing department, he had 9 carries for 62 yards and a fumble. Will Rollins, 3 carries, 10 yards. Peyton Darnell, 3 carries, 6 yards. Logan Barnett, 2 carries, 3 yards. In the receiving department, Logan Barnett, 2 catches, 40 yards. Luke Jesse, 1 catch, 11 yards. Will Rollins, 1 catch, minus 1 yard. And Peyton Darnell, 1 catch, 17 yards. Again, your halftime scores, Eastside 6, Rycove nothing. Let's take a look at our sponsors for this evening. That's Freedom Ford, Wells Fargo Financial Advisor Jason Sturgill, Southwest Insurance Agency, Pizza King, Morgan McClure Chevrolet, MECC Foundation, Family Drug, Miners Exchange Bank, Food City, Freedom Chevrolet, Anthem Healthkeepers, AirServe, My Town, Pepsi, Funk Drilling, Wallace Nissan of Kingsport, Red Oak Trading, Spartan Drug, DJ Truck Parts, Village Pharmacy, and Collins Auto. You're listening to the Family Drug Halftime Show for the Region 1D playoffs. We're at halftime. It's the number 7 seed Eastside leading the number 2 seed Rycove, 6-0. Halftime continues right after this on 93.5 WAXM.
When you're looking for more, just look at Freedom Ford. Because at Freedom Ford, we offer more selection, more deals, and more purchase options. For over 15 years, Freedom has been helping people just like you drive home in a new vehicle. Plus, at Freedom Ford, we always give you top dollar for your trade and offer quality service, all makes and models. So, if you're looking for your new or used vehicle and want the best deal, come to Freedom Ford in Wise or Claypool Hill, Virginia. Plus, buy online at nothinglikefreedom.com because there's nothing like Freedom.
Does today's news headlines have you concerned? Hi, I'm Jason Sturgill, your local Wells Fargo financial advisor. It seems like big, scary headlines dominate the news these days. Things like big stock market crash ahead, war looming on the horizon, or major political shifts forthcoming all can make us nervous about the future. However, basing your personal financial decisions on these headlines can lead to an uncertain financial future for you and your family. So if you are concerned about these headlines or other things, give me a call today at 276-325-5061 or stop by my office located on Park Avenue in Norton. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name used by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer and separate non-bank affiliate of Wells Fargo Company.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Southwest Insurance Agency, with offices conveniently located in Big Stone Gap, Norton, Jonesville, and Kingsport, Tennessee. Pizza King and Wise and Big Stone Gap can deliver the best pizza, subs, pastas, and chicken wings around. Pizza King opens daily at 11 a.m. and has extended hours in Wise and Big Stone Gap. You can call in your order at 328-1010, 523-1010, or go to pizzakingdelivers.com. Pizza King is always looking for delivery drivers. Apply in person at any location or online at pizzakingdelivers.com. Pizza King, delivery from our castle to yours.
Welcome back to the Family Drug Halftime Show. We're at the Region 1D Playoffs first round of the 7-2 matchup. It's the 7-seed Eastside Spartans leading the 2-seed Rycove Eagles 6-0 at the half as the Spartans scored the last-second touchdown to get the only score of the first half with only 3 seconds left in the first half thanks to Luke Trent and Peyton Atkins connecting for the 26-yard score. Let's take a look at the first half drive chart. Eastside, he got the ball first at their own 25-yard line. They went 2 plays on a fumble by the quarterback Atkins. 45 seconds into the game, gave the ball over to Rycove at the Eastside 32. 11-13 to play in the half. Rycove not able to move the ball, but they turned it over on downs after only going 4 plays, 4 yards, 50 seconds off the clock. Eastside got the ball back at their own 33. 10-23 left in the half. They have a 3-and-out. They have to punt. 3 plays, 6 yards, 1:56 off the clock, and Rycove gets the ball at their own 37 with 8:27 left in the first half. This was a longer drive. They picked up a couple of first downs, 8 plays, 23 yards, but only 2:37 off the clock, and they turned it over on downs once again, giving it back over to Eastside at their own 35 with 4:50 to play the first half. It's another 3-and-out for the Spartans. 3 plays, 1 yard, 1:26 off the clock, and they punted away again to Rycove. This time, Rycove begins at their own 38. 3:24 to play in the first quarter. And then it's a 3-and-out for the Eagles. They get the punt of the way. And let me tell you something. That's when Gary Collier got quite upset. 3 plays, 3 yards, 57 seconds off the clock. And Eastside gets the ball back at their own 24 with 2:27 left in the half. This is a long drive by the Spartans. 11 plays all the way down inside the 10-yard line of Rycove. But a turnover on downs. 11 plays, 60 yards. 4:59 off the clock. Rycove got the ball back at their own 7-yard line. 9:28 to play in the first half. They didn't drive a long distance down the field thanks to a fake punt and fourth down. It was Landon Lane finding Luke Jesse for 11 yards to keep the drive alive. They go 9 plays. They go 90 yards, Corey. Turnover Nothing. On, no, not a turnover on downs. It's the fumble by Landon Lane inside the 10-yard line as they have to give it back over to Eastside at Eastside's 10. That drive took 4:46 off the clock. It gave the ball back to Eastside at their own 10 with 4:42 left in the first half. Eastside went 5 plays, 58 yards, 2:32 off the clock, and it's a turnover on downs. Kelvin Hamilton stopped on a 4th-and-1 and giving the ball back over to Rycove at their own 29 with 2:10 left in the half. They then drive down into Eastside territory, trying to get a score, going to the locker room, a chance to get the ball back to start the second half, and they turn it over on downs again. Inside the 47-yard line of Eastside, 7 plays, 30 yards on that drive, 1:39 off the clock. They gave the ball back to Eastside at their own 47, 31 seconds on the clock. Eastside's only got 1 timeout to play with. How aggressive will Mike Rhodes and the Spartans be? Well, how about 4 plays, 53 yards, a 26-yard touchdown pass from Peyton Atkins to Luke Trent with 3 seconds left in the first half. And that's how the first half comes to a close. The two-point conversion was no good. Eastside leads it 6-0 over Rycove as we are here at halftime at the Eagles' Nest. It is Eastside 6, Rycove nothing. Family Drug Halftime Show continues from the Region 1D Playoffs on 93.5 WAXM.
Morgan McClure Chevrolet in Coburn, Virginia is having a Black Friday sale the whole month of November. Come in today and take advantage of rising rebates, red tag bonus cash, and super low interest rates on new Chevrolets. If you're curious about the Chevrolet electric vehicles, they have them in stock now. Stop by and let one of our EV specialists answer any questions you might have and take a test drive. And remember, no dock fees, no games or gimmicks, just great deals. Check out the inventory at MorganMcClureChevy.com. Find new roads at Morgan McClure Chevrolet in Coburn, Virginia. You'll be glad you did.
Stay local. Earn money. Your path to a career begins at home. Enroll in MECC's online courses today. Visit mecc.edu/apply. Hands-on. Real world. From college to career in less than 15 weeks. Mountain Empire Community College, where our students succeed because they learn they can.
Need a prescription filled? Then Family Drug, located in the southern section of Big Stone Gap, is your one-stop pharmacy. Stop in and let pharmacists Greg Large and Autumn Wells take care of you. Family Drug carries a wide range of over-the-counter pharmaceuticals. They carry Hemoplex for total blood health and Alderma Cream to aid in the healing of skin problems. Family Drug is open 9 to 6 weekdays and 9 to 2 on Saturdays. Come by or give them a call at 276-523-1713. Family Drug is a proud supporter of Cole.
Miners Exchange Bank, the only bank that calls Wise County home, offers their 182-day certificate of deposit with a 2.52% APY. It's a limited-time offer, so stop by one of your branch offices today in Coburn, Norton, Wise, St. Paul, or Appalachia. Miners Exchange Bank, the only bank that calls Wise County home. Offer valid March 1st through March 31st, 2023. CDs must be open in person.
Welcome again to the Family Drug Halftime Show here at the Eagle's Nest at Rycove, where it's Eastside 6, Rycove nothing here at halftime in the Region 1D playoffs, the 7-2 matchup. Eastside sitting there at 6-4, Rycove sitting there at 9-1, and Corey, as we take a look around some scores around the area, trying to get some scores. If you don't know, there's maybe a little bit of an issue of phone service in this area of the county and the area of the region, as we do have a few, though, thanks to our friend Tim Hayes. Tim Hayes tells us Patrick Henry leads Grundy 28-0. That's late in the first half. That is the 4-5 matchup in Region 1D. For our friends over in Region 3D, Abingdon losing at halftime to Christiansburg 12-0.
Can you tell me something I'm not surprised about?
Okay, I'll try. Anderson County in Tennessee leads Elizabethan 7-0 midway through the second quarter.
It's still not surprising.
Greenville leads Gibbs 14-0 late in the second. In the second quarter, it's Graham 35, Lehigh 0. That's in the Region 2D. Last report we got was early second quarter. Hang on the later report. Roar Retreat 15, Honaker 8 in the 8-1 matchup in Region 1D. So if that score or something similar stands, that means that your two lowest seeds in the playoffs are leading in the first night of the playoffs in Region 1D, thanks to the 7th seed Eastside leaving here by 6, and then obviously Roar Retreat leading there at that matchup in the Region 1D playoffs over on the other side of the bracket in the 1-8 matchup there. Last night, it was Gate City beating Marion 28-14. In the Region 2D, Gate City moves on. They'll take on the winner of Graham Lehigh next week. In Region 1C, Grayson County, the 1C, knocked off Giles in a close one, 14-6. They're able to hold off Giles and get that win. Grayson County moving on to the second round. They will take on the winner of Bath County and Galax in the second round of the playoffs next week. Reminders tomorrow, three games in the area are taking place tomorrow. Here in Region 1D, the 3-6 matchup right here in Scott County. Twin Springs, the 3 seed, hosts the 6 seed Chohaui, 1 o'clock kick at Titan Stadium in Nicholsville. In Region 2D, it's the 4-5 matchup. The 4 seed Tazzle hosts 5 seed Ridgeview, and it is Union, the 1 seed, hosting 8 seed Virginia High, 2 o'clock at Bullet Park in Big Stone Gap. We'll have that game for you on our sister station, 925 and 1220 WLSD, and online at WLSDradio.com. Corey, we talked about it in the pregame. Rycove hadn't won a playoff game in 7,664 days. Eastside had only won one playoff game in the whole school's history. It's been 4,018 days since that time, back in 2012 when they beat Northwood. Something was going to have to change tonight. Some coach is going to get the first playoff win. It was a sloppily played first half, but it's the road team. It's the underdog leading by 6, Eastside 6, Rycove nothing. Eagles get ball first over the second half. What's got to change?
Scoring. That's the key. You know, I keep it to the bare bones, Jacob. And you've got to find a way on this cold November night to light a fire under your team, proverbial and literally. This team, if you told me they won the Cumberland District last week, and this was the team that beat Twin Springs, I would have called you a fool. And they've got to come out here and play and show their mettle. This crowd, they got to get their crowd back into it. How can you do it? Getting in the end zone, scoring. But Eastside, on the opposite side there, Jacob, they got to keep on playing their game. Defense, they've gotten a couple of breaks, too. You can talk about those two holding calls that happened right before Lane fumbled the ball down there. you know, those can be momentum shifters mm-hmm. right there. But it's still anyone's game, contractual agreement, like you said, and obligation. The Eagles get the ball back. So go out here and show your crowd you want this because there's a lot of stuff that has happened since November 17th.
Which game are you looking for?
I am looking for no.
The last time Rockhead won a game, November 16th, 2002. They beat St. Paul 24-14 right here.
I wasn't even 12 years old yet then.
I was 5.
I know.
And it's been a while.
We're showing our age.
It doesn't take much these days, partner. I do have two updated scores for you. Halftime in Honaker. It's Royal Retreat 15, Honaker 8. That's a halftime score.
Confirm that.
And later on in the second quarter, 30 seconds left in the second quarter. It's now Patrick Henry 35, Grundy nothing. Patrick Henry's moving on into the second round of the Region 1D playoffs. I spoke to both of those head coaches last night for differing reasons. Todd Tiller and Seth Padgett. Both of them told me good weeks of practice. One of them showing off a little bit more than the other one for the first half of play. We're getting ready for the second half here in Rye Cove. And I tell you what, we've talked so much about Rye Cove, Corey. Eastside's the one with the lead.
Yeah.
Spartans have the lead. They're the ones with the advantage heading into the second half. What's Mike Rose's squad got to do to get their first playoff win in 11 years, his first of his career?
Maintain. And you got to build off of this lead. You've played some good defense. That front line, I've been very impressed with them, Jacob. As they've been swallowing up these holes, very, very light gaps. And they got to maintain their gap integrity between this Rye Cove offensive line. But you know what? One thing Eastside's proven to me, a few weeks ago wasn't a fluke.
Total yards in the first half. Eastside 197. Rye Cove 137. Eastside outgained them by 60. You got to sign up for, in most levels of football, you got to sign up for 60. At this level, you got to sign up for 48. Rye Cove will get the first chance to do so on the offensive end, following the Eastside kickoff to open up this second half and our Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. You've been listening to the Family Drug Halftime Show. Eastside leads Rye Cove 6-0 as we have the Southwest Insurance Agency kickoff to kick off this third quarter, and they whip the double kickers there. It's Adkins who kicks away inside the 20. Barnett lets it roll inside the 15. He bobbles and finally falls on it at the 14-yard line. Not the start you're looking for Rye Cove to open up this second half. They'll have to begin with 11:57 left in the third from their own. They'll mark it the 14 or the 13. Looks like maybe the 13-yard line. They went with two kickers. They had Trent and Carrico up there. Excuse me, it was just Trent. Trent was going to kick it away. He stepped back at just right before he put his right foot on it, and Keldon Hamilton came from the other direction and kicked it deep.
You mean to tell me you come out of the locker room after 20-some minutes and you come out with that?
Okay.
I'm just saying, like, you gotta want that ball. Don't be afraid of it.
Landon Lane's under center in the T formation. He hands it off to his fullback, Will Rollins, on the first play. He fights his way across the 15, up to the 16. That's a gain of 3. It'll bring up 2nd and 7.
Yeah, you gotta have a hunger here, Jacob. You got to show that you want to win this game, and it's gonna come down to who's hungrier.
11.5 to play here in the third quarter. I'm kind of hungry. It's Lane in the shotgun. Standing to his right is Rollins. Darnell and Barnett, the receivers to the near side. Hodge to the other side. Rolling to his right is Lane. He may keep it. He will. He works his way across the 15, finds his way up to the 19-yard line. That's a gain of 3. He'll bring up a 3rd and 4. Lane's shown that ability tonight. He's not afraid to tuck it and run. That time they'll get 3 yards, making it more of a 3rd and manageable for the Eagles.
Stanley on that tackle. Yeah, you know, I talked to a Super Bowl champion one time, Jacob, and he'd always say, you know, you go into another man's house, you knock down the table, you eat in front of him.
This man's not an offensive line coach, right?
No, he's not.
Okay, I want to make sure.
He's a tight end.
We got a sideline warning on east side. On the far side, a flag came in. Rykov's about to take the snap. That is going to be a warning, so no penalty yardage or anything in that regard, but a sideline warning on that Spartan sideline on the far side. It remains 3rd and 4 for Rye Cove from their own 19. 10:45 to play in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. Lane keeps it across the 20, finds his way up to the 22, near the 23, but it looks like he's going to be a yard short of the first down. which means, ooh, that spot's actually closer to the 23 than I thought. It's still going to be 4 inches, though.
Ugh.
You keep your offense on the field here, Corey.
Ugh.
Trailing by 6 inside your own 25
Ugh.
This early in the second half.
Ah!
I can't tell what that answer is.
Hard count. I do a hard count here.
You want to burn a timeout?
I take the 5 yards
okay.
and punt it.
Lane's under center. That's
yeah,
what we're going to try to do is hard count. It's 4.5 yards. Play clock to 10. They're in the tee. We'll see if Lane will snap it. Right now he's not. Play clock down to 5. He stands up again. Will he try one more time? No, he will not. And they're going to take the timeout, I believe.
I don't like
they are. 9:52 to play here in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. Gary Collier burns the timeout for Rye Cove. They trail east side 6-0, and they have a 4 inches inside their own 25. When we come back at the Region 1D playoffs in the first round in the 7-2 matchup on 93.5 WAXL.
Food. It's at the heart of any great tailgate. Nothing goes together like great food and football. And nobody does food like Food City. Get game day ready with tailgate favorites like freshly ground hamburger patties, hot dogs, and fresh-cut certified Angus beef steaks. Complement any gridiron gathering with freshly prepared signature deli salads. And bring out the true taste of East Tennessee with Terry's or Craven chips and Kay's ice cream.
Find you every day, Food City.
Back out on the field for Rye Cove. 4 inches. It's a QB sneak of Landon Lane. They trail by 6. They're trying to get a yard. Eastside thinks they stopped him. Rye Cove thinks they got it. The spot's going to be really, really close. Somebody find me my binoculars.
There you go.
That spot's going to be all the way moved up to the 24-yard line. The way they came out of that sack, I thought it was going to be closer to the 23. They say they moved all the way up to the 24. That's a gain of 2. That's a Pepsi first down for Rye Cove.
Well,
gutsy.
Yeah, it's gutsy. And you got to get in those moments right here. Gutsy, crazy. There's a borderline somewhere in between.
We'll find out how much they want to get to it. First and 10, Rye Cove from their own 24. 9:25 to play in the third. They trail by 6. Hand off to Rawls, the fullback. He works his way out across the 25 to the 26. That's a gain of 2. He'll bring up 2nd and 8. It's Eastside 6, Rye Cove nothing in this first round Region 1D playoff game. 9:15 left in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter as the Eagles are trying to drive with the first possession of the second half.
I think, you know, we had, what was it, 7-8 possessions combined.
Oh,
in that first,
don't make
in
me
that
go
first
back
quarter.
And look at that sheet.
I'll get you later.
Oh, heavens to
I have my people call your people on that one.
Lane under center. Rawls a hand in the dirt. Barnett the receiver to the far side. It's Osborne to the near right. It's going to be a toss right to Barnett coming off the right side of the line across the 30 and up to the 32-yard line for a gain of 6. And it will bring up a third and 2. That's a third carry for Barnett tonight. He's got 9 yards. As we take a look at the Funk Drilling stats. Clock down to 8:20 to play in the third. 3rd and 2 for Rye Cove from their own 32. Trailing by 6. Back in the tee. Lane under center. Barnett, Rollins, and Darnell right to left in the backfield. Hand off to Rollins. Trying to find his way across the 34 where that first down marker is. He stopped right at the 34. Will they give him the 35? It looks like they will. Called a gain of 3. Give him the Pepsi first down for the Eagles.
Two hard-earned first downs for this Eagles defense here in the second half.
Clock goes inside 8 minutes to play in the third. 1st and 10 for Rye Cove from their own 35. Lane back under center. They got a tailback of a hand in the dirt. Barnett lined up to the right side of the line. Darnell to the left. It's a toss out to the left side now as he comes to the right to Darnell. Across the 35 to the 40. Works his way out to the 45-yard line. And that's where they'll mark him down at, near that first down marker. Will I say that's enough? I think it is. And it is. A gain of 10 and another Pepsi first down. This time on the legs of Peyton Darnell. As Rye Cove is all the way out to their own 45. Trailing by 6 and 7.5 to play in the third.
Jacob. Kind of lulling them asleep are the Eagles for the Spartans. You got to think, when are you going to see that play-action pass attempt?
Here's the I formation, Lane under center, fakes the handoff to Darnell. He's going to try to keep it. He had pressure. He's going to look to pass and roll to his left. He had to take it back up the gut, and he stopped at the line of scrimmage at the 45 for no gain, no loss. He'll bring up 2nd and 10.
Peyton Atkins joining in on the fun right there, too, leading that style. He's like, hey, I play quarterback. You're not going to fool me.
I know all your moves. Ball just inside the near right hash. Clock goes inside. 7 minutes to play in the third quarter. Already over 5 minutes of this third quarter have came off the clock. Second and 10 for Ryko from their own 45-yard line. Stop looking at us. Do your job. Laying under center. Rawls the tailback. Darnett comes in motion left to right. Skilling over to Barnett off the right side of the line. Across the 45. Up to the 46. That's only for a gain of one. It'll bring up third and nine.
We got fans, Jacob.
Yeah. I'm not going to comment on that at this time. Maybe we can find that person after the game and have a little conversation with them.
I'll really
talk about focus.
Yes.
Playoffs! 6:15 to play here in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. Eastside leads Ryko 6-0, but it's a third and nine for Ryko from their own 46. Lane will be under center. Rollins will be the tailback with a hand in the dirt. Receiver to each side. Coming from the left side will be Darnell. No, it's going to be Jesse. Jacob Jesse looking to pass. He's got pressure and he tosses it into the dirt. And coming after him was Dayton Stanley. And that was also in his face, Braxton Freeman. It falls incomplete. It's going to be a 4th and 9 for Rye Cove with 5:54 to play in the third. They take over 6 minutes off the clock, Corey, but they're going to have to punt.
Eastside. I've said this before. They are playing smart on defense, Jacob. They're not falling for anything. They're peeled back. They're being patient, but they're being aggressive at the same time.
Lane will punt. The highest snap is able to get it down. Luke Trent is deep. It bounces inside the 30, rolls inside the 20, all the way down to the 15, and that's where it will roll dead at with 5:44 to play in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. Eastside will start off this drive at their own 15-yard line. But, Corey, for the first time tonight, they'll have the ball leading 6-0.
There you go. I think you got to reestablish that run there. And we saw what can happen when this squad runs the ball, Jacob. You got to get your young running back involved in there.
That last drive by Rock Hove, 11 plays, 33 yards, 6:13 off the clock. Atkins will be under center. They work right to left in your radio dial. Stanley the fullback. Hamilton the tailback. It's a handoff to Hamilton across the 15. And does he find his way up to the 16? No. They're going to say he's actually down back at the line of scrimmage. No gain, no loss. It's 2nd and 10.
Yep, no game right there. 2nd and 10.
Hamilton had 58 yards rushing in the first half. Gets 0 on his first carry of the second half. 5:15 to play in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. This game is going by quick.
Yeah, well, time's at a premium. We should have time to go to Kingsport after this.
Don't tempt me. T formation. Coming in motion right to left is Hamilton. That's Keldon. Tossed out to the left side of Luke Trent. To the 20, 25, and knocked out of bounds by Jacob Jesse at the 29-yard line. Following a gain of 14, a Pepsi first down for Eastside as Luke Trent's able to scamper out for 14 yards and the first down as the clock goes inside. 5 minutes to play in the third, and the Eastside remains ahead by 6.
You know what, Jacob? We've got our canine award that we give out.
Yes.
And right now, Luke Trent, he's got to be the guy on it. He scored that touchdown, some key passes, a nice run right here. And are we at Union? We're seeing the T-formation.
Hand off here to Trent again on the T-formation. He's hitting the backfield and knocked down to the 28 for a loss of one. It'll bring up 2nd and 11. Their T-formation from the right to the left side is Keldon Hamilton, Dayton Stanley, Luke Trent. That time Trent gets the carry again. That time trying to go up the guts. He's not able to, though. Knocked down for a one-yard loss. 4.5 to play here in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. Eastside 6, Rycove nothing. 2nd and 11 for Rycove, for Eastside from their own 28. I beg your pardon.
Yeah, these possessions are going to be at a premium. We're seeing it right now.
2nd and 11, Hamilton back under center of the tee. It's a handoff to Keldon Hamilton. I beg your pardon, Atkins was under center. Keldon Hamilton gets the carry across the 30, up to the 33. That's a gain of 5. It'll bring up a 3rd and 6.
And you also look at it too, Jacob, when Eastside's running the ball, how many Eagles are in on the tackle?
Yeah.
And this is taking body blows, not just to one Eagles defender. It's like four of them down there trying to take these cats down.
3:40 to play in the third. Third and six for Eastside from their own 33. Atkins takes the handoff to Stanley. He's going to try to keep it himself, but he is tracked down by Landon Lane. Back inside the 30 at the 27 for a loss of six. He'll bring up fourth and 12. Rycoff's defense gets a much-needed stop.
That will give him a sack right there. That was a play to, and Peyton Atkins, I don't even think he felt him breathing down his neck right there. So good stand by the Eagles. Something that can get your crowd back into this, too.
Raymond will punt it away. Clock goes inside 3 minutes to play in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. Deep for Rycove is two guys at their own 45. Jacob Jesse and Peyton Darnell. High snap to Raymond. He steps back and finds it, though, and boots away with the right foot. It bounces at his own 45, rolls inside Rycove territory, inside their 45, and stopped dead at the Rycove 44-yard line with 2:45 to play in this Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. It is now Eastside 6, Rycove nothing.
I think they only had 10 players out there.
For Rycove or Eastside?
For Eastside.
That's not ideal.
Can limit a blow, though.
Rycove gets the ball back now at their own 44. Ball on the far left hash. 2:45 to play in the third. They still trail it 6-0. Lane in the shotgun. Rollins to his right. We've got whistles on the far side. And oh my, Eastside's going to have to burn a timeout here on defense prior to the first snap following the change of possession. 2:45 to play in the third. It's still Eastside 6, Rycove nothing. It's Eagle ball when we come back as you're listening to the Region 1D playoffs on 93.5 WAXM.
When you're looking for more, just look at Freedom Chevrolet. Because at Freedom, we offer more selection, more deals, and more purchase options. For over 15 years, Freedom has been helping people just like you drive home in a new vehicle. Plus, at Freedom Chevrolet, we always give you top dollar for your trade and offer quality service all makes and models. So, if you're looking for your new or used vehicle and want the best deal, only at Freedom Chevrolet in Big Stone Gap, Virginia. Plus, buy online at nothinglikefreedom.com because there's nothing like Freedom.
2:45 to play in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. It's Eastside 6, Rycove nothing. First and 10 for Rycove at their own 44. Lane will be in the shotgun. Rollins will stand to his right. They have two receivers to the near side, Darnell and Barnett. High snap over the head of Lane. It's on the ground inside the 30. He picks up, tries to run with it, and he's brought down to the 25-yard line by Dayton Stanley. Oh, goodness gracious, a loss of 19, and it brings up a second and 29. Eastside took a timeout there on defense, scored prior to the change of possession, just to talk to their defense. It kind of worked out in their favor because of the brutal snap by the Eagles.
Yeah, and then if you're the Eagles, see, you're sitting there. They gave us extra time to prepare, and you get a high snap from your center that your quarterback can't corral, and now you're putting yourself back into farther no man's land, and you got to get a first down to the Eastside 46 right now.
Second and 29 from their own 25. Lane in the shotgun. Rollins to his right. It's a good snap this time. Chest high. He rolls to his right. He's looking to pass. He's got Barnett at the 37 where he's knocked out of bounds. Following a gain of 12, it'll bring up a third and 17.
Then you got to think, too, Jacob, this is if they don't pick up enough yardage right here, they're going to have to punt the ball again just to kind of pin them back in.
Yep.
You know, that's like spitting in one hand and licking the other and wishing to see what happens. Don't do that. You got to pin it in your
hand. It's a little cold.
Yeah, it is. It's ice cold.
Clock goes inside 2 minutes to play here in the first half. Excuse me, in the first half. In the third quarter, I beg your pardon, Eastside leads by six. Lane in the shotgun. High snap again, but this time he's able to bring it down on third and 17. Going deep into Eastside territory. Looking for Darnell, and he's got him. Oh, he dropped it. He dropped it, though. And there is a flag. Darnell had it in his chest. He wasn't able to hang on to it. He was knocked down to the ground by a trio of Spartan defenders. Raymond, Trent, and I believe also in the area there was, I can't tell who else is there, Atkins. and also Perry. They also had a second receiver, Barnett. All were there. It was Darnell who had it. Not able to bring it in, though, around the east side 25. A flag sits, though, at the east side 23. And pass interference on east side, just as Corey predicted. What a bell out.
Yeah. I told you. You can guarantee it. You can guarantee it. You can charge your dairy to it. I don't know if that was cheese or Limburger right there, Jacob, but something just smelled kind of funny.
Got to check with your gardener sometimes for what you got there in the garden.
Oh, man.
That will move the ball into east side territory. First and 10 for Rye Cove now at the east side 48. We got to get the chain set on the far side, gentlemen. No, it's not a first down. I beg your pardon. It's a 15-yard penalty, and it was
right.
A third and 17.
Yeah.
So make it a third and two. Keep your chains where they are, fellas. Ball in the near right hash. Third and two now at the east side 48.
That's why we're up here.
1:30 to play in the third quarter, at least for the time being. Lane under center. Barnett, Rollins, and Darnell in the backfield in the T formation. Hand off to Barnett. Barnett to the 45, to the 40. Cuts inside 35, 30. Takes to the far left side of the 20, 15. Working his way down near the 11 and finally brought down by a couple of east side defenders at the 13-yard line. Gain of 35. It's a Pepsi first down for Logan Barnett and Rye Cove, and they're into the Wells Fargo Financial Advisor Jason Sturgill Red Zone.
Woo! What a play. You know, sometimes, you know, we're getting ready to get into the holiday season. Sometimes you might have to send somebody a Christmas card. Maybe a nice Christmas ham. You know what I like? Summer sausage.
Yeah.
Cheese and crackers.
Like out there in those little kiosks.
Yeah, yeah. The mustard, delicious.
Yeah, gotcha. Lane under center on first and 10 at the right, at the east side 13. Hand off to Rollins, the fullback. He works his way down towards the 10. They're going to mark him down, though, at the 11, following a gain of 2. It'll be a second and 8. 45 seconds to play in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. East side leads it 6-0. Rye Cove, though, thought they were going to have to punt the ball away. They get bailed out by a pass interference call, making a third and long, a third and short. And they take advantage of it with a long run by Logan Barnett of 35 yards. And now they have a second and 7 at the east side 10. Clock down to 20 seconds. They've got to snap it one more time. Lane under center, 15 seconds. Takes the handoff to Rollins, gives it to Darnell. Off the near side, fighting through defenders, but now he's brought down by Gabe Raymond. Back at the 11-yard line for a loss of 1. It'll be a 3rd and 8 to start the 4th quarter. Sponsored by AirServe. So it'll be a 3rd and 8 for Rye Cove at the east side 11-yard line in what was a scoreless Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. It's still the 7-seed east side with 6. The 2-seed Rye Cove, the Cumberland District champions, looking for their first playoff win over 7,600 days, 0. But it'll be a 3rd and 8 for the Eagles at the east side 11 when we start the fourth quarter as you're listening to the Region 1D playoffs on 93.5 WAXM.
We're here talking Virginia Medicaid with Misty Lee of Anthem Healthkeepers Plus. Misty, tell us why Medicaid renewals are so important.
Members who don't renew their Medicaid benefits will lose their health coverage.
What does a Medicare member have to do to keep their coverage?
The best thing they can do is make sure their mailing address is correct with the state. Anthem Healthkeepers Plus members can call 1-800-901-0020 and check their address. They also need to contact their local DSS office and make sure their address is correct in the state system.
It's time for the AirServe fourth quarter in the first round of the Region 1D playoffs. The fans at the Eagles Nest and Clinch Porter on their feet trying to cheer on their Eagles of Rye Cove to their first playoff win in 21 years. They have a 3rd and 8 at the east side 11 as they trail east side 6-0. Lane under centers the network, right to left in your radio dial. Fakes the handoff to Rollins. Lane rolls to his right. He'll now keep it inside the 10. He'll keep it down towards the 5. But they're going to mark him down, looks like at the 6-yard line. That's a gain of 5, and it'll bring up a 4th and 3.
I'd be honest with you, I think they missed the hold there, too.
Actually, going to mark him down at the 7, so call it a 4th and 4.
A defensive holding, too.
Oh, do you?
I would think so, yeah.
No call. 4th and 4 for Rye Cove at the east side 7. They need the east side 3.
Each team has two timeouts left as possessions have been short this second half. This is only the second possession of the second half for Ico. This is important. Lane under center in the T formation on a fourth and four. Ball on the far right hash. Fakes the handoff. Rolls to his left. Looking to the end zone for Darnell. And he had him, but it's dropped. Oh, Darnell had it. Battling with Peyton Atkins. And it falls incomplete. It's another turnover on downs for Rycove with 11:03 to play. Eastside's defense stands up tall and gets the stop at their own 7-yard line.
Wow. I mean, that's just good play. That's a good defense there by Peyton Atkins.
Very much so. Going to Darnell was going to be a first down. Had a chance for it to be a touchdown as it was at the 1-yard line, but not able to connect. 11:03 to play in this air serve fourth quarter. Eastside leads it 6-0, and they now have the ball back at their own 7. Atkins will be under center. Ball in the middle of the field. They're in the T formation. Trent comes in motion. Right to left. Hand off to Stanley. Stanley works his way out across the 10. Fights his way up to the 13-yard line for a gain of 6. That will bring up a 2nd and 4.
This is a gut check timeout for the Eagles, Jacob. Down 6-0. They could exercise a whole lot of demons here tonight.
They're going to mark him down to the 12, so let's call that a gain of 5. They have only won one playoff game in their history. That came 11 years ago, yesterday.
Yep.
11 years ago, yesterday, they won that playoff game over Northwood. So it's been over 4,000 days for them. They have a 2nd and 5 from their own 12. Hamilton comes in motion right to left. Hand off to Luke Trent. He slips. Luke Trent slips at the 11. He loses a yard and will bring up 3rd and 6.
And he had some real estate right there.
He had more than enough for a first down.
Yes. He had some real estate there. He slipped on that grass.
Clock goes inside. 10 minutes to play. Eastside leads at 6-0 over Rycove. 3rd and 6 for the Spartans from the own 11-yard line. A first down, and they get to run some more clock. They get stopped short. They give Rycove another chance with their offense. Atkins under center. Right to left in the backfield. Hamilton, Stanley, Trent. Hamilton goes in motion right to left, and he pulls the defender off the line of scrimmage. It's going to be an offsides for the Eagles, I believe.
Yeah.
Let's wait for the call. No.
Starts the call.
Holy. Mike Rhodes is incredulous on the far side. He is in disbelief. He thought that it was going to be offside, and it was going to be a 3rd and 1 for Eastside. No, make it now a 3rd and 11. Back him up to their own 6-yard line with 9:36 to play. He's taking off his headset, and he is absolutely looking for anybody to yell at because the officials have walked away from him. It looked like it was an obvious offside.
Yeah.
It looked like it was going to be number 74, Dakota Meade, the senior, coming off line there for Ico. But they say Eastside drew him off, and it's a 3rd and 11 now for the Spartans from their own 6. Atkins under center. They remain in the T. Trent comes in motion left to right. It's a toss right out to Hamilton. Hamilton cuts it away across the 10, up to the 12, and that's only for a gain of 6. It'll bring up a 4th and 5.
Time to punt now. I didn't know there were sharks in Clinch Fort.
I hear that. So the punt team will come out here for Eastside. They've had some high snaps to Raymond tonight. He'll stand near his own end zone here, keeping an eye on that. As the clock will go inside, 9 minutes to play, Eastside leads it 6-0. Only one man is deep for Rycove. That's Peyton Darnell. He stands at the Eastside 43. Raymond stands at his own 1. It's a high snap.
No.
It's to his right. It's down to the end zone. He's going to be brought down in the end zone for a safety.
Wow.
I told you it meant some bad snaps tonight.
Great.
And my goodness, was that ever a bad one. It was right to his right, and Raymond ran out there to grab it, and once he did, he was brought down in the end zone for the safety. It's now Eastside 6, Rycove 2. 8:47 to play, and Eastside will have to kick it back off over to the Eagles. Once they get back to action, we're not going to take a break because they don't take a long break here. We've saw that be an issue in years past.
Yeah.
We called it there, Corey. Bad snaps on the punts tonight. That was the worst one.
Funky, funky, funky. great day in the morning.
This game has been incredible. It's been so bad. But I tell you what, what do we always say?
Yeah.
We'll take anything that's close.
4 points.
Heavens to Betsy, we'll take anything that's close.
That's true.
It's Eastside 6. It's Ryko 2. 8:47 to play in this air serve fourth quarter.
Wow.
And everybody's trying to figure out which side they're going on here. It'll be Eastside kicking it away back over to Ryko, left to right in your radio dial. Yes, this is a Southwest Insurance Agency kickoff where real people answer your phones in Big Stone Gap, Norton, Jonesville, and Kingsport, Tennessee.
Who sponsors the safety?
Oh, I don't want to know. You think you'll have anything like this tomorrow in Big Stone?
I don't think so.
But please listen. Carrico will put out of the way. To the far left side. It's at the 45 and rolls out of bounds at the 45-yard line of Ryko. We'll see where they end up marking this at. That's where it rolls out of bounds at. We've seen this rule be instituted oddly over this season.
Yeah.
We will wait before we speculate. But it will be Ryko ball, and now a chance to take the lead of a touchdown.
I think they're going to put it, they're going to mark it at the 45. Or?
Why would you not if you're Ryko? No need to say kick it again, right?
Yeah.
No. No, they're going to make them kick it again. Eastside will get to kick it again. This is what we're going to have to get clarification on from our friends in this department.
Yeah.
Because we've seen this the last couple of times. So earlier on this season, we saw a couple of what I thought were incorrect spots.
Yeah. So they enforced the penalty on the
from the spot of the kick. They were kicking from their own 20. They'll now kick from their own 15. Where now the deep men for Ryko stand at midfield. That's Darnell and Barnett. There's still 8:47 to play. It's still Eastside 6, Ryko 2. The kick by Carrico went out of bounds at the Ryko 45. The 5-yard penalty has them kick it off again now from their own 15. Carrico. No, it's going to be Hamilton kicking it short to the 50. Darnell picking up. We had whistles at the kick.
My Lord.
And it's offsides on Eastside. Back him up another 5 yards. They're now kicking off
from their end zone. Holy moly. Here.
I've never seen anybody kick it off so deep on their end of the field.
Yeah, I haven't. I'll be honest with you.
They will be kicking it off from their own 10-yard line with 8:47 on the clock. And the Ryko fans are feeling the momentum starting to turn. Heck, if you have a pulse in Scott County right now, you can feel the momentum turn. Carrico. We'll see if he'll kick it this time. It was Hamilton last time. It will be Hamilton from the left side.
Good.
Short kick, and it goes out of bounds.
Oh, my gosh.
It goes out of bounds at the Eastside 33-yard line.
Woo!
Let's wait for the spot here. They're actually going to mark it out right now at the Eastside 34. Gary Collier is pleading for his offense to get on the field with the officials right now. Brad Christian, the near officials, talking to the head white hat tonight, Brett St. Clair, and saying, Gary Collier wants the darn football.
Finally.
And they'll get it. With 8:47 to play, they'll get it with already points on the board thanks to the safety on the punt. And it will be the illegal kick out of bounds will give the ball to Ryko at the Eastside 29.
Most important drive of the game for both sides of the
Every time you touch the ball down the stretch will be the most important drive now. Ryko trails by 4. Lane under center. Hand off to Barnett. Fights his way down to the 27 for a gain of 2. It'll be a 2nd and 8. They're in the T formation again, Corey. That's Rollins. That's Darnell. That's Barnett. Left to right is Darnell, Rollins, Barnett. That time, Barnett from the right side gets the handoff from the left side of the line, able to find his way for 2 yards.
Peyton Atkins on the stop to Jacob. And this is going to be interesting right here as they kind of move. They've got their three linemen, and then you've got Stanley thrown in there on that line as well.
Yeah.
I don't really know if his frame is fitting. I mean, they've got him on Jay Bowen.
It's Lane under center again in the tee. They snap it at 3 on the play clock. Lane, going with the pass, down the middle of the field. He's got Barnett wide open at the goal line, and they're going to say he's down inside the 1. They're going to say
touchdown.
He fell.
No,
wait. No.
That's going to be down inside the one. The bank judge had no call on that.
Yep.
The side judge comes in correctly and says Barnett's Tush hit the ground inside the one-yard line. It's first and goal at the one for Rycove on the gain of 26 on the Pepsi first down, and they're inside the Wells Fargo Financial Advisor Jason Sturgill red zone.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it, Jacob?
Oh, I've felt it for a while now.
The autumn wind and old Uncle Mo has showed up, and I'm not talking about Smith either.
I wish you would, though. Tell him I said hello.
No doubt. You can't make it up.
First and goal at the one. Lane on the QB snake. Trying to get across the goal line. And he does. Touchdown, Rycove and Landon Lane. And the Eagles take the lead with 7:42 to play in the Air Surf fourth quarter. Landon Lane punches it in from 1 yard out for his 30th Food City touchdown of the season. And Rycove has their first lead of the night, 8-6 over Eastside.
I'm trying to make it a three-point game here, going for the extra point here.
It will be Diego Dortch on the extra point for Rycove. The snap, the hold by Jesse, the kick by Dortch, and it is good. Straight line, straight down the middle. Rycove leads it over Eastside now, 9-6, 7:42 to play. You're not going to want to miss the last 7:42 as we continue in the Air Surf fourth quarter as you listen to the Region 1D playoffs on 93.5 WAXM.
We're your comfort company. We'll treat your home like family. Cold Air Surf will put you in your comfort zone.
For service in Wise and Abingdon, call Air Serve at 276-206-2992. Online at airserve.com.
We're your comfort company. Air we'll serve. Treat your home like family. Air Cold Air Serve will put you in your comfort zone.
.7:42 to play in the Air Surf fourth quarter, and Rycove is their first lead of the night. Rycove 9, Eastside 6. It was an Eastside punt with their punter, Gabe Raymond, standing inside his own one-yard line. The snap was wide. He was able to grab it, but he was tackled in the end zone for a safety. That made it 6-2. Terrible kickoff. Terrible kickoff.
Yes.
Gabe Rycove the ball inside the Eastside 30. Three plays later, Landon Lane punches it in from 1 yard out. The extra point was good. The Eagles lead by three. Diego Dortch with the Southwest Insurance Agency kickoff. Kicks it deep inside the 20. Raymond picks it up at the 10. He regains his balance to the 15. He finds away at the far side of the field across the 20 and knocked down at the 23-yard line with 7:37 to play. Rycove leading 9-6. That was your Southwest Insurance Agency kickoff. Real people answer the phones in Big Stone Gap, Norton, Jonesville, and Kingsport, Tennessee. Corey, I should also say, end of the third quarter in Honaker. Honaker 16, Royal Retreat 15.
Woo!
Some close ones in Region 1D tonight.
Yes, indeedy. I swear, you got any more of these? These are what playoff games are made of right here. Ugly performance early, but it's becoming a beauty.
Askins will be in a shotgun. For the first time tonight, they trail. Hamilton to his right gets the handoff. Off the left side of the line, he fights his way up to the 25 for a gain of two. He'll be second and eight.
Going off that left side there on the far way, and limited pickup right there, just a pair of two. Now the east side with their back against the wall as Rycove, they've been looking like they've been playing chess instead of checkers now.
Clock is about to tick inside 7 minutes to play. Each team has two timeouts remaining. Second and eight for Eastside from their own 25 as they trail by three. Atkins in the shotgun. Hamilton now stands to his left. Stanley to his right. Trenton Perry, the near side receivers. Raymond to the far side. That's where Atkins looks. He goes deep down the middle of the field for Gabe Raymond. Dives out for it at the Rycove 40, and it's just off his fingertips. Not able to reel it in, and it falls incomplete, and it'll bring up third and eight with 6:48 to play.
He got some air under that one. It was an easy route for him. Gabe Raymond just kind of shorted it up just a little bit out of his reach.
That's the first pass attempt of the second half for Peyton Atkins.
when we have a six-point lead, you don't really have to worry about that. But, you know, now you got to be a little bit more aggressive.
Here's a third and 8 from their own 25. They trail by 3. Does he side? Atkins at a shotgun. Waist high snap. He looks to his right. He's got pressure. Rolls to his left. He's got pressure. He has to step up out of it, and he's brought down back at the 23 for a loss of 2. He'll bring up 4th and 10, Corey. 6.5 to play. They trail by 3. Do you go for it, or is this a punt situation?
I would say your defense has played well enough. Go ahead and punt the ball, see what you can do, because their offense hasn't really done much to you on that situation. And on that sack, it was number 78, Travis Darnell.
Yeah, Trevor, yeah.
Trevor, excuse me.
High snap to Raymond again. He's able to grab it this time at the 8 as they do part of the way. 40. Raymond's a short punt, a shank to the right side. We get a good east side roll across the 40, across the 45, into Rycove territory, and down at the Rycove 49-yard line with exactly 6 minutes to play. It's Rycove 9, Eastside 6. And, Corey, the question is, will Eastside get the ball back for one more time this season?
I think they will.
2 timeouts left on each side. Rycove will get the ball now at their own 49 with 6 minutes to play.
But you got to ask a better question, Jacob. Will they get the ball back with an opportunity to take the lead in this game?
Or does Rycove take this momentum back into the end zone?
There
good
go.
Call. Lane will be under center. 3 running backs in the backfield. Darnell, Rollins, and Barnett. Lane keeps it to the 45 to the 40. Down to the 35. He's brought down from behind at the 32-yard line. That's a gain of 19. That's a Pepsi first down. And Landon Lane is bursting this game open for Rycove at the moment.
And then you're going to wonder when the timeouts come into play for Coach Rhodes. Probably, you probably give him another 3 minutes on the clock, but how deliberate Rycove is going to be with this ball, you got to think. Maybe they take them a little bit earlier.
1st and 10 at the east side 32, 5:25 to play. Lane under center. Handoff, Barnett to the left side, to the 30. Steps on a man down to the 25 and out of bounds. Right there at the 25-yard line, following a gain of 7. He'll bring up 2nd and 3. The clock will continue the roll as they say his knee hit the ground inbounds. Clock will go inside 5 minutes to play. Rycove leads at 9-6.
Will Rollins jumped in that T formation, Jacob. He had a slight twitch, and they missed it. We've seen that a lot tonight.
In your words, I was going to say again.
Yes. I mean, it was an easy twitch, yeah.
Clock down to 4:45. Play clock down to 10. They are going to be deliberate on offense as Rycove with a 3-point lead. Lane, handoff to Rollins on 2nd and 3. Trying to fight his way down towards the 22. He'll be brought down near that marker. We'll wait for the spot. They're going to stop it for the moment. 4:31 to play. They're looking down at it as Brett St. Clair, the head white hat, and he says first down. A Pepsi first down for Rycove. Down to the east side 22. 1st and 10 Eagles, 4:25 to play. It's Rycove 9, Eastside 6.
And they'll snap the ball under 4 minutes now.
No need to be in a hurry. Clock will go inside 4 minutes to play, as Corey said a moment ago, as they walk to the line at the play clock at 10 and game clock at 4. Lane under center on 1st and 10. It's a QB sneak. He fights his way forward across the 20, and they were going to mark him down at the 19-yard line. Gain of 3. It'll be 2nd and 7. Mike Roach still has those 2 timeouts for Eastside, 2 timeouts for Rycove. They're both hanging on to him right now.
I think probably what you do here on 2nd down and what size of a 3rd down you're going to be dealing with here, because it's going to be 2-down territory. You'd have to think.
If they stop them here, isn't this where you probably use a timeout,
right,
to Mike Rhodes?
Right, that's what I would think.
Clock down to 3:20. Play clock down to 10 as they break the huddle. They're back in the T formation. 2nd and 7 at the 19 as they're in the Wells Fargo Financial Advisor Jason Sturgill red zone. Lane takes a snap. Handoff to Barnett off the left side of the line. Down to the 15. Down to the 12-yard line near that 1st down marker again. will wait for the spot. Losing is going to be just short. They'll mark him down at the 13. That's a gain of 6. It'll be a 3rd and 1.
Looks like Coach Rose
not going to use it here since they're so close to the marker. Game clock goes inside 3 minutes to play with Rycove leading by 3 and now a 3rd and 1 at the east side 13.
Yasir Hilton checking back into the game, getting you a little beef right there, which I don't understand this. You have Stanley lined up there, and then you get Carrico to come out there. Maybe you want a little bit of beef in that interior line.
Lane, handoff to Rollins. He's got the first down, down to the 10-yard line. That's a gain of 3. It's a Pepsi first down. Clock stops momentarily with 2:28 to play. It's a first and goal for Rycove with a 10. Eastside still has 2 timeouts to play with here, but they're running out of chances and running out of time.
They reset the chains, or did...
Now they've set down the chains. There's going to be a first and goal now at the 10. Clock has now restarted. Play clock is down to 10. They're going to be able to snap this around 2-10 if they'd like. First and goal at the 10 here for Landon Lane and Rycove. They lead by 3. Trying to move on to the second round of the playoffs. Hand off to Rollins. No, he fakes. He's going to keep it himself down to the 6-yard line for a gain of 4. And there's the timeout by Mike Rhodes and Eastside with 2:06 to play. It'll be second and goal at the 6 for Rycove of Eastside. Eastside has 1 timeout left here, Corey. We're going to keep it here as Lane's able to find his way down there for 4 yards.
Here you go.
You've got to hold him out of the end zone, and you've got to contain some clock.
I'll ask you this question here for strategy purposes, Jacob. They've got a kicker. We saw he could get it over there and clear it.
Diego Dorch.
Diego Dorch. Do you go for it? Do you send him out there for a field goal if it's 4th and goal?
No. I think you trust number 3. You ride your
fair
best
point.
Horse at this point.
Fair point. Hey,
he's the leading scorer in Southwest Virginia this year, and he's added 2 that have a 30th touchdown. Well, let me say that. In the area of this area, we can't count that as Cameron Goodspeed, who has 38 TDs going into the night for Patrick Henry. But coming into the night in our area of the Cumberland and the Mountain Districts, nobody has scored more touchdowns this season than Landon Lane for Rycove. And he added 1 that I have a 1-yard score to put him ahead earlier on this quarter. 2:06 to play in this air serve fourth quarter. It's now Rycove 9, Eastside 6. Second and goal for the Eagles at the Eastside 6-yard line. Eastside's got 1 timeout remaining. Lane under center. T formation. Darnell, Rollins, Barnett left, right in the backfield. Lane hands off to Barnett to the 5, trying to find his way down the field and down to the 3. Now they're going to give him the 2, it looks like. And it's going to be enough for a gain of 3 or 4, but timeout Eastside. That's their last one with exactly 2 minutes to play. They will mark him down at the 3-yard line. That was a gain of 3. It'll be a 3rd and goal at the 3.
3rd and goal at the 3, 2 down territory. If you're from the Townsend School of Hard Football Thought.
There you go.
This is certainly going to be another run play here.
Yep.
If you don't get it, Gary Collier's going to let every single second he can run off that clock because he's got 2 timeouts left.
Trust me. You got to do it like with those cows that I saw coming up here. You got to milk it.
That's right. Exactly 2 minutes to play. It's Rycove 9, Eastside 6. This is the 2-7 matchup in the Region 1D playoffs. Rycove the 2 seed, Eastside the 7 seed. They played each other just a month and 4 days ago, I beg your pardon, at Coburn at Carl McConnell Stadium. Rycove won that game 48-36. Over 700 total yards, over 80 total points. And tonight, it's Rycove 9, Eastside 6. 3rd and goal at the 3 for the Eagles. A touchdown seals the deal. If they get stopped, they get to run the clock. Fake the handoff to Rollins and Lane. Scampers into the end zone all by himself. 3 yards in, Landon Lane may have just booked a Rycove playoff win for the first time in 21 years. As he takes it in from 3 yards out with 1:57 to play, and Rycove now leads 15-6 with that Food City touchdown.
Hey, that's what you got to do. You come in here, Jacob, you talked about it. They were down there in Coburn a few weeks ago, 80-some points. But this is family business, man. And you got to handle family business. And Coach Collier and company, they are handling right now. 11-point lead for them. 9 points. Can't do math.
It's all right.
My wife's
high snap is going to be bobbled there by Jesse. Jesse's going to be brought down. Jesse's going to be sacked at the 15-yard line. If the extra point is no good.
It's important to say they're up by 9 and not by 8.
Yep. Because the lead is still a two-possession lead here for Rycove. 1:57 to play in the air serve fourth quarter. It's now Rycove 15, Eastside 6. We'll be right back as the Region 1D playoffs continue on 93.5 WAXM.
Monster savings all month long at Mytown Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. It's the place where you get more treats and no tricks. Mytown, offering spooktacular selections of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs, like a new 2024 Jeep Compass Limited, the new 2024 Jeep Grand Cherokee Limited, or the all-new 2023 Chrysler 300, and so much more arriving daily at Mytown in Big Stone Gap. Broomsticks are overrated, so get your new Halloween ride from Mytown, located in Big Stone Gap at 721 East 5th Street. Check out Mytown online at MytownCDJR.com or search them on Facebook at Mytown Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. That's Mytown Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, offering scary good deals all month long.
Intensity kickoff is going to be a fair catch by Eastside and number 7 for them, which is Noah Barnett, with 1:57 to play. It's now Rycove 15, Eastside 6. It's your Southwest Insurance Agency kickoff, where real people answer the phones in Big Stone Gap, Norton, Jonesville, and Kingsport, Tennessee. 9 plays, 51 yards, and they took 4:03 off the clock, Corey, for Rycove. And now they leave Eastside down by 9, 15-6, getting the ball at their own 25 with 1:57 to play and needing to score twice with no timeouts.
No timeouts left there. So it's you haven't been passing the ball well. Let's see what this offense of the Spartans has.
Atkins in a shotgun. Stanley to his right. Hamilton to his left. They look to pass to the left. He's looking down the field, looking for Luke Trenton, right cove territory, and it's going to be nearly intercepted by Brady Darnell, the sophomore. He had the best chance at it, but it falls incomplete. With 1:51 to play, it'll be second and 10.
7,664 days.
Yep.
And now you're a minute 51 game time.
Yep.
Away from exercising probably the biggest demon here in Scott County.
And you get to host again next
week.
Yes,
you do. It could be family business again.
Yes, it could be.
Real
it could be a rematch business. Either way. Atkins to the left side to Perry on 2nd and 10. Perry to the 25 to the 30 and out of bounds at the 30-yard line, and oh, my goodness, they're going to say a late hit on Jacob Jesse. Late hit on Jacob Jesse, showed him out of bounds.
Oh,
that'll be a personal foul. It was going to be a gain of 5. It was going to bring you up a 3rd and 5. Clock sits at 1:44 to play, and it should be noted he was pushed out of bounds into the east side sideline.
Yeah, that's bad. That's just, come on, man. That's pretty. But I guess when you miss holds and false starts, you kind of hold it.
And it will be a personal foul on Jacob Jesse of Rycove on the late hit. The shove out of bounds of Perry as he was already out of bounds. And it will give a first down to Eastside as they will move the ball up to the Eastside 45-yard line with 1:44 to play. Rycove, though, still leading by 9, 15-6. Atkins in the shotgun on 1st and 10. Looks to his right. Steps up in the pocket, rolls to his right, screens it out to Perry, and it's incomplete. 2nd and 10. 1:38 to play.
Yeah, I think they're going to take a shot downfield again because Eastside, they got to score quickly, and then you got to hope and pray that your hands team, or whatever it is, can get you that ball back. Yeah, get you that ball back. And you're going to have to go downfield again because they really don't have any type of a kicking game.
No, they go for 2.
Yeah.
2nd and 10 for Eastside from their own 45. 1:38 to play as they trail by 9. No timeouts for the Spartans. Trent to the near side. Two receivers to the far side, Perry and Raymond. Atkins takes the snap, rolls to his right. He pump fakes. He's trying to get out of it. He can't. He's brought down by Will Rollins at the 35-yard line for a loss of 10. It'll be 3rd and 20 as the clock continues to roll inside a minute 20 to play.
You can't take that sack there, Jacob. You got to get rid of it. And now Trent's got to get back to the He's got to get back to the line of scrimmage and get set.
He's finally able to with 1:10 to play. Third and 20. Atkins steps into the pocket. He's about to be brought down again. The ball's out. The ball's on the ground. It's going to be picked up. No. Heavens to goodness. We're falling an incomplete pass.
No. You're twisted forward, and you dropped the ball. His arm didn't go forward.
Atkins had his back turned to the line of scrimmage, and he dropped the ball. And the official, the white hat, called it a forward pass.
Sweet.
It looked like it was a blatant fumble, but they're going to say an incomplete pass. Clock stops with 59 seconds to play. It'll be a 4th and 20 for Rycove. Excuse me, for Eastside from their own 35. And Rycove's livid, and there's a flag. And there's an intentional grounding.
There you go.
That's a good call.
I'll take it.
If you're going to call it a pass, which is incorrect,
right.
If you're going to call it a pass, it has to be intentional grounding, as he was still inside the pocket, but also the ball didn't get down across the line of scrimmage, and there was certainly nobody within 5 yards. So they'll back up the ball to the 30, so now make it a 4th and 25. 59 seconds to play. This is what you would call a last-ditch effort for Eastside. Atkins in a shotgun. Waist-high snap. He looks to his left. He's going to heave one deep down the left side of the field. It's going to be intercepted by Jacob Jesse. Jesse to the 40, to the 45. He crosses midfield and slides down to his own 49-yard line with 45 seconds to play. And for the first time in 7,664 days, Rycove can celebrate a playoff win.
Woo! They got the double horn. They're double horning it down here. My goodness. All those demons exercised, Jacob. Our hairlines were a lot better back then. You were just developing yours, and mine was crisp at the time.
They may need two snaps here. We'll see what the play clock says. 45 seconds to play. Rycove leads Eastside 15-6. Offense on the field here for the Eagles of no timeouts for the Spartans. Anil Bahrain into the dirt at the 47, and the play clock will not start, and that means they won't have to run another play. There's about a one-second difference. That should mean Rycove's good here. They've got a one-second difference in their favor. They don't have to run another one. I know that there's sometimes a tough time looking at the clock and the play clock here. There's about a second-and-a-half difference. Gary Collier's telling his team, don't snap it. You don't need to. They don't need to. They can celebrate this one. It's over with.
Sweet Caroline.
They're moving on to the second round of the playoffs. They'll host the winner of Twin Springs Chihuahua next week in the second round of the Region 1D playoffs. And Rycove knocks off Eastside 15-6. It's been a long wait since November 16, 2002, when Rycove defeated St. Paul on this very field 24-14. St. Paul and Coburn then consolidated 11 years later into what is now known as Eastside. And now, 21 years later, Rycove finally gets another playoff win over Eastside right here at the Eagles Nest. Not by 10, but by 9. Final score of the night, Rycove 15, Eastside 6. Postgame is coming up from the Regal Eagles Nest, where they are winners tonight, with Rycove moving on to the Region 1D playoffs on 93.5 WAXM.
Crack open an NFL celebration in every Pepsi.
Yo, awesome. Let me try.
Whoa, my turn.
Wherever you enjoy the game, always be celebrating with an ice cold Pepsi.
It's gold!
Pepsi, the official soft drink of the National Football League.
Tired of waiting in line just to be told your prescription still isn't ready? Go see the guys at Spartan Drug in Coburn, Virginia. Spartan Drug is your hometown pharmacy that offers fast and reliable service with convenience by having a drive-through window. Spartan Drug accepts all insurances, and they make transferring prescriptions simple and easy. Spartan Drug is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. Give them a call at 276-807-7106 and let Spartan Drug be your pharmacy.
The folks at DJ's Truck Parts, located in Coburn, want to thank each and every one who have shared in their success as customers. They have worked hard to earn your business and trust, and they continue to do so. Give them a call for all your truck and trailer needs. They have a large inventory of truck parts and tools. They specialize in finding that hard-to-find part for that special need. They carry a range of CB equipment as well. Let them fill your truck part needs at DJ's Truck Parts, locally owned and operated. Call 276-395-7108.
Village Pharmacy, located in Duffield, Virginia, is your local pharmacy that strives to provide friendly, fast, and reliable service. Village Pharmacy accepts all insurances, and they have great low prices throughout their pharmacy. You can call Village Pharmacy in Duffield, Virginia today at 276-431-2299. They would love for you to become one of their customers today at Village Pharmacy in Duffield.
We got a text from our old buddy Zach Helton. He said, go crazy, Clinchport. Go crazy.
Yes, sir.
I'm with you, partner.
Where are they going to party at?
I don't know. That's somebody else's problem. That's not mine.
Yeah,
just get out of my way.
We got to figure this out. While you get ready to give us funk drill stats and all this good stuff.
You're the one that lives in Scott County now, sir. Talk to your sources. Final score tonight is Ryko 15, Eastside 6, as the Eagles move on here in the Region 1D playoffs. The number 2 seed got an epic scare, but they survived. They win by 9 over the Spartans tonight. Ryko 15, Eastside 6, 15-0 was the score of the fourth quarter. They showed 6-0 heading into the third. The one touchdown by Eastside came with 3 seconds left in the first half, a 26-yard touchdown pass from Peyton Atkins to Luke Trent, but it wasn't enough as Ryko came up big, a safety, thanks to a bad snap and a punt by Eastside. And then from then on, they got the ball 2 more times. And it was a Landon Lane 1-yard touchdown run and a Landon Lane 3-yard touchdown run being the difference there for the Eagles. So let's take a look at the funk drilling stats as Ryko wins tonight, 15-6 over Eastside. Landon Lane, their quarterback, not his best night through the air. 7 out of 17, 94 yards for him. They also had Jacob Jesse, 0-for-1 on that little trick play. Can't forget about him. Landon Lane on the ground, 20 carries, 85 yards, 2 touchdowns. Will Rollins, 9 carries, 27 yards. Peyton Darnell, 5 carries, 15 yards. And I think a guy that has a case, we don't do a player of the game, but a guy that has a case for one tonight because he came up big in the fourth quarter, Logan Barnett.
Yeah.
He had 9 carries for 66 yards and 4 catches for 78 yards tonight. He had over 100 yards of total offense there for the Eagles. I'm counting 144. He had the big catch that got him set up at the 1-yard line on the game winning touchdown that gave them the go-ahead score prior to the game sealing touchdown later on. Had some big runs there for them. Logan Barnett, big night there for him, the senior wide receiver and running back. He plays both. He had a wonderful night in getting a first playoff win in 21 years for his school as a senior here tonight for him. They also had Luke Jesse, 1 catch for 11 yards. Will Rollins, 1 catch for minus 1. And Peyton Darnell, 1 catch for 17 yards. For Eastside, Peyton Atkins, their quarterback, 6 out of 13, 89 yards, a touchdown, and an interception. Keldon Hamilton, only 4 carries in the second half for Keldon Hamilton. He had 16 for the game, though, 71 yards. 4 carries for 13 yards in the second half for the single-season all-time rushing leader for Eastside, the freshman running back. Didn't get those carries there in the second half for the Spartans. Luke Trent, 6 carries, 65 yards for the Spartans. Peyton Atkins, 6 carries, minus 16. And Dayton Stanley, 4 carries for 8 yards. In the receiving department, Tanner Perry, 1 catch for 5. Noah Hamilton, 1 catch for 41. And Luke Trent, 3 catches for 43 yards and a touchdown. They didn't get a ton of plays there in the second half to the Eastside court because Ryko won the time of possession by a lot. But it's going to be tough to win in the playoffs on the road when your two best players, Keldon Hamilton and Luke Trent, our buddy Tim Mason, the Bristol Herald Courier, called him Mr. Thunder and
Lightning
today in the Bristol Herald Courier. They only had 7 touches in the second half for what was, let's see here, 25 yards combined.
Yeah, I think it was more like a thump and sputter in the second half for them. And, you know, your bread and butter, you had to go away with that. And it really all turned, remember, it was a penalty that pushed them back.
It was going to be a 3rd and 6. And they thought that a 3rd and 6 from their own 11. And they thought they'd gotten Ryko to come off sides.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody on Eastside thought it. 2 guys in the booth thought it. That'd be you and me.
Yep.
And the official said, no, 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 you drew him off. It was false start on right, on east side. Back him up to their own six. Made it a 3rd and 11. They weren't able to get anything on 3rd down.
Yep.
Had a punt. Gabe Raymond, their punter, had to stand near his own goal line at his own one. And as I said at the moment, they had bad snaps all night long, high ones. That one wasn't a high one, though. It was wide to his right. He wasn't able to grab it, rolled in the end zone. He's able to pick it up, but by the time he did, he had blue jerseys surrounding him, and he fell down to the end zone for the safety. And then let's not forget about those terrible kickoffs on the safety kick. They had a kickoff from their own 20,
twice.
Went out of bounds.
Mm-hmm.
They had a kickoff from their own 15,
yep.
Went out of bounds. No, they got called for a false start.
Yeah.
They then had to kick it from their own 10, went out of bounds again, and
yep.
Gary Carter said, please, just give us the ball, and they
ball.
Did at the east side 29. Three plays later, following a 3-yard run by Lane, and then a 26-yard connection with Logan Barnett, and then a 1-yard touchdown plunge by Landon Lane. They took the lead for the first time of the night. They tacked on one more later thanks to a 3-yard score by Landon Lane. And Rye Cove wins tonight 15-6 over Eastside in the first round of the Region 1D playoffs. The 2-seed Rye Cove is moving on in the Region 1D playoffs. They'll take on the winner of Twin Springs Chilhowee, the 3-6 game that's being played tomorrow just down the street in Nicholsville here in Scott County at Titan Stadium. A 1 o'clock kick there between the Warriors and the Titans.
There are no streets.
Down the road?
Yeah, down the beaten path.
Down the holler?
Yeah, down the hill, and what got you, just watch out for the UPS truck. That's
yeah,
all.
You found that out,
Lord,
your partner.
Lord have mercy.
We do have a couple of final scores we're going to get to here coming up after the break. We'll take one final break here from around the area, some updated scores from around the area as well. We're going to try to effort that here as we wrap up the postgame show tonight. No 5-star scoreboard show. We had our last one of the season last week there of E.T. and Eddie. Our buddy Eddie's still back there at the station. He's steady, Eddie. We know that, Corey.
That's right.
And tonight it's a final score because Rye Cove was steady in the fourth quarter. The 2-seed moves on to the Region 1D playoffs with their first playoff victory in 21 years. We had the stat in the pregame. It had been 7,664 days. Wipe it away. No more. They get the first playoff win in 21 years. Only their 6th playoff win in the program's history, 4th here at home. Either way, they're moving on to the second round of the Region 1D playoffs. Final score of the night at the Eagles Nest in Clinchport. RICO 15, Eastside 6. Post game continues on 93.5 WAXM.
If you need auto repair, then you need to give Collins Auto a try. With 2 convenient locations, experienced and knowledgeable technicians that keeps up with the latest technology, servicing all makes and models, Collins Auto has been serving this area for over 30 years. David Collins and his wife Kim have been longtime supporters of sports and school activities, from elementary to high school. Whatever kind of repair you need for your vehicle, come by Collins Auto, located West Main Street in Wise and Laurel Avenue in Coburn, Virginia.
Get your home cold weather ready by going and seeing the great folks at Red Oak Trading Company. At Red Oak Trading Company, you'll find a large selection of kitchen cabinets, insulated windows, plumbing supplies, furnaces, electric heaters, and Red Oak even fills propane tanks. Red Oak Trading Company, now with 2 great locations, one in Coburn and another in Richlands. Fully stocked and ready to help you with your home repairs and remodels, it's Red Oak Trading Company. Find them on Facebook to see new arrivals and in-stock merchandise. Red Oak Trading Company, your home improvement headquarters.
Funk Drilling is a 4th-generation drilling company with over 60 years of experience, and they've been committed to the coal fields of Southwest Virginia, Eastern Kentucky, and Tennessee. Funk Drilling serves residential customers, commercial coal field drilling, agriculture drilling, geothermal, and environmental drilling. Also pump services including water system service and repair. They sell sewage pumps, downhole video, booster pump install and repair. Funk Drilling, located 108 Quillen Avenue, Southeast in Coburn, Virginia. Call 1-866-478-6493. Email Wes at funkdrilling.com.
The Black Friday sales event is on now at Truckville USA Wallace Nissan of Kingsport. Right now in November, you can drive the rugged Nissan Frontier or the sporty Nissan Rogue only $299 a month. That's a new Nissan Frontier 4x4 crew cab or Nissan Rogue all-wheel drive SUV. Your choice only $299 a month at Wallace Nissan of Kingsport. 0% financing and make no payments till 2024. And at Wallace Nissan of Kingsport, your trade's never been worth more. Get up to $7,500 over Kelly Blue Book for your trade. Financing up to 84 months, good credit, bad credit. Every credit application will be accepted, and every new Nissan gets the exclusive Wallace Lifetime Warranty. It's Black Friday all month long, so don't miss it. You know where. Truckville, USA, Wallace Nissan of Kingsport. Online, wallacenissan.com.
Wallace Nissan of Kingsport. We're friends, and they're friends, and we go the extra mile.
offers combined plus tax, tag, and fees with approved credit. Number WN7970, 7500 down. Sale price 32748. Number WN7540, 10,500 down. Sale price 40,238. 36 month leases, 12,000 miles per year.
Final score tonight from Quinsport at the Eagles Nest. In the first round of the Region 1D playoffs, it's the number 2 seed Rycove Eagles defeating the number 7 seed Eastside Spartans in comeback fashion, 15-6. The Eagles were given a scare as they drove 6-0 heading into the fourth quarter, but they outscored the Spartans 15-0 in the fourth and pulled out a second win of the year over Eastside and a third straight over the Spartans after Eastside took in the first 10 of the series history. They now have taken the last three and have got their first playoff win since 2002 for Rycove and second-year head coach Gary Collier. And this story continues to be amazing, Corey. He's in his second season. He's now 17-4. He's now 3-0 against Eastside. And he's now 1-1 in the postseason. And then only in year two, and just 2 years ago, in October of 2021, they played a Saturday night game here at the Eagles Nest against Lehigh. And the game ended at halftime, and Rycove didn't walk on the field another time that season. And now, just about 25 months later, they are a playoff winner for the first time in 21 years.
Look at them. You can see it. And, you know, we've looked at some of these fans. I saw a lady. She's there. I'm so happy. And you and I talked about it during the break. These kids that are playing out there on the field, they don't get the gravity of what this community's went through.
They just know they haven't seen a win.
Yeah, they haven't seen a win.
Yeah.
It's kind of like me. Washington's won 3 Super Bowls. I wouldn't know anything about that. You know, so kudos to them. Probably the most electric atmosphere next to your hometown and your Bears. This was electric. This was a very electric environment here. And you know, but you got to take care. You may have to take care of family business again. You know, you will have a rematch next week, whether it be Chill Howie or Twin Street. But dear Barbara Jean Anderson, could you imagine, Jacob, if the Big Red Army somehow defeats the Fighting Sabos of Chill Howie and they're back up here again in 3 weeks? It's going to be the Scott County Mega Bowl instead of the Super Bowl.
It's going to be a fun one.
Oh, yeah.
And just a reminder, that is who they would face next week. Earlier this season, including last week, they beat Twin Springs in Nicholsville, 29-14. That game would be played here at the Eagles Nest next week if it's Twin Springs. If it's Chohowie, it's here as well. They beat Chohowie a few Thursday nights ago, October 19th. They went on the road and beat Chohowie, 28-17. That was Chohowie's last loss. They've won ever since as they continue to roll. As they head into the postseason, our year one head coach, Reed Sturgill. Other scores around the area. I lost my sheet here from Tim Hayes, though. Did he update it? Thank you, buddy. Patrick Henry, 49. Grundy, 8. That's a final there in Region 1D. Your 4-seed Patrick Henry's moving on into the playoffs to the second round. That's a revenge game for them. They lost to Grundy last year in the Region 1D title game. They lost to Grundy earlier this season. Seth Padgett and the Rebels get a big win, 49-8 at home. Over in Region 2D, Graham defeats Lehigh, 56-14. And at last report, I'm still waiting for maybe one more update here from our old buddy Alan Greger from the Herald Courier, who's there at Honaker tonight. The last report was of 3 minutes to play. Honaker, who trailed 15-8 at halftime, but came back and taken the lead now, 30-15. The last report was of 3 seconds with 3 minutes left. That is still the latest thing I've got there. 3 minutes left in that game. It's still Honaker leading it, 30-15 over Rural Retreat there in the first round. If Honaker hangs on there and wins, they host Patrick Henry next week. And again, Rycove moving on. They will host the winner of Twin Springs and Chohowie that's being played tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Over in Region 2D, we now know one matchup. Graham will host Gate City next week. As Graham knocks off Lehigh tonight, 56-14. It was Gate City over Marion last night, 28-14. That'll be a 2-3 matchup. Tomorrow, the number 1 seed Union hosts number 8 seed Virginia High. That's a 2 o'clock kick, pregame 1:30, with yours truly on the call from Bullet Park. We'll recap all the scores from around the area, update you on the brackets as well there in the pregame, get you set there between the Bearcats and the Bears as well, coming up tomorrow there between Union and Virginia High. That's, again, a 2 o'clock kick, pregame 1:30, over on our sister station, 92.5 and 1220 WLSD, and online at WLSDradio.com. Also, the 4-5 matchup in Region 2D tomorrow, Tazewell hosting Ridgeview. That's a 1 o'clock kick at Tazewell. We'll keep you updated on that game throughout the broadcast tomorrow as well, along with the Twin Springs Chohowie game, to the best of our ability, from Scott County, then the battle between the Titans and the Warriors. We do have a final score. It was Honaker defeating Rural Retreat tonight, 30-15. Mm-hmm. Honaker will host Patrick Henry next week in the second round of the Region 1D playoffs.
So we're now down to five teams left in Region 1D for that regional title. Your one-seed Honaker, your two-seed Rye Cove, your four-seed Patrick Henry have all sealed their bids to the second round. And then we just wait for the winner of that 3-6 matchup, Twin Springs and Chilhowee tomorrow, 1 o'clock kick in Nicholsville from Titan Stadium there between the Warriors and the Titans. Final
right,
score here tonight, though, from Eagles Nest is Ryko 15, Eastside 6. Corey, final thoughts here from this wonderful matchup between the Eagles and the Spartans of Rye Cove moving on to the second round of the playoffs.
I need to go touch that heater. But anyway, soar Eagles, soar. I think I'd never say this again because I'm not going to use that thing that they do with their wings to flap.
Fly Eagles fly?
No, we won't say that. That's disrespectful. And congratulations to Rye Cove. Congratulations to this community. They're moving on, but heed the warning. It's not over with yet. You got another day. Like I said, family business possibly, as we're pro-Cumberland here, or you get another opponent. So somebody you're very familiar with, you already got tape on, and even you're at an advantage because you can go ahead and go watch them and see who's going to win. You just got to go down the road, maybe tumble down the hill a couple of miles, and you'll be good. Make sure your car's in four-wheel drive. You'll be all right. But, you know, for tomorrow, I think Union, you look at what they have, I think this is going to be another Union route in this against Virginia
You're
High.
Saying it's going to be story time for Uncle Jacob on the broadcast?
Yeah, yes, it will be.
Okay.
And Cousin Corey will be at UVA Wise. Come and see us as they take on Wingate.
Pre-game 11:30,
yes.
Kickoff at 12 over 93.5 to BXM.
With Mr. Chilhowee himself and the Michigan Spartan. Michigan State Spartan himself, too. So make sure you listen to that. And then we've got basketball, too, at UVA Wise this week. As, it's the men playing their the Conference Carolina SAC clash.
Yeah, the challenge.
So if you're not doing anything there, but we'll see you.
No games on the station yet for that until they get on the road conference slate.
Yes, correct.
So I don't think that comes until December.
So you got to watch it in person. But
yeah.
And then also, don't forget, we'll be on Picks and Picks, and we'll be breaking down all this stuff in the region. And be nice to us.
Yeah. Coming up on Thursday night at 8 o'clock, we'll have Picks and Picks for you with myself, Corey Sanchez, and Zach Helton. On Picks and Picks, as always, on 93.5 WAXM every Thursday night at 8 o'clock. Again, tomorrow, we've got high school football from the – interesting – from Bullet Park in Big Stone Gap. Where it will be Union, the number one seed in Region 2D, hosting number 8 seed Virginia High. Pre-game at 1:30, kickoff at 2, over on 92.5 and 1220 WLSD, and online at WLSDradio.com. That's what's coming up tomorrow. We're doing to thank our sponsors tonight, though. That's free.